WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Silver Streak's boys basketball. Here's Mike Perry and Jim Lee with the pregame show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Good evening from Thiel Gymnasium, and it is finally the home opener for the Silver Streaks here at Thiel. It is United Township in town, a team off to a fantastic start at 6-1. And a couple of coaches very familiar with one another going at it tonight as both teams try to pick up some ground in the Western Big Six, just the second Big Six game of the season for both teams. And Mark Polite, two first-year coaches, head coach of United Township, and Mike Reynolds of Galesburg. Streaks, of course, 3-2, trying to bounce back from a tough game at Metamora. At Pesky Zone, a 64-44 Streaks loss. A night after beating the number third-ranked team in the state at Rock Island, and doing so convincingly. Mark Polite, a former Panther star, went on to play for Coach Rick Samuels at Eastern Illinois University. Had an outstanding career there, and boy, you can't have a nicer guy, at least on the bench in talking to you. He's probably a very fierce competitor as he was on the court, and his team playing very, very well right now. I saw a phenomenal score in Chason Randall, a sophomore at Rock Island. We're going to see another outstanding score. In fact, the best in the Western Big Six tonight. He was the leading scorer in the Big Six last season at just about 21 points a game. Talking about Cannon Burridge, a 6'2", now finally a senior guard, a long line of Burridge players, outstanding players at UT. He's coming in. He's going to shoot the ball a lot. Galesburg's going to have to keep an eye on him, but it's certainly not a one-man show. They have a very, very good point guard, Chet Lowry, a 6-foot junior. And I remember last season when UT beat Galesburg at their place in the Quad Cities. Lowry, just a sophomore, getting the starting job under then coach Steve Yount, doing a phenomenal job of taking care of the basketball. Shot about four times, probably made three of them in the game, just made very, very good decisions as a sophomore, and he's doing the same thing again this season as a junior player. And again, played in the Geneseo Thanksgiving tournament and fared very, very well there. Just one loss, opened the season against LaSalle Peru. And there again is a scenario in which the coach goes up against teacher. In this case, it's coach and coach, or maybe student and student, in Mike Reynolds and Mark Polite, referring to Scott Olson, who coached at United Township, coached at Orion when Mike Reynolds was there. And Mark Polite and Reynolds both having the opportunity to coach under Scott Olson. And the student got the better of the teacher on November 25th. Kind of ironic opening the season against your former coach, and they beat LaSalle Peru bad, 59-39. Again, at the Thanksgiving tournament at Geneseo. Came back the next day and defeated Geneseo, 50-43. Played Chicago King the day after Thanksgiving and won that game, 61-54. Made it four in a row, and they got a preview, if you will, of Rock Island Alaman. Member of the Western Big Six, beat them 75-60. UT suffering its only loss so far of the season on the 20th at the Geneseo Thanksgiving Tournament against Freeport, 68-58. Then to open Big Six play last Friday, beating Alaman, 50-41. Galesburg's trail here, well, 2-1 in the Dunlap Tournament. Wins over Dunlap and Chatham-Glenwood in the loss to Morton. Win over Rock Island. And then the loss to Metamora. Metamora, by the way, beat Washington earlier in the week. They are the real deal. Don't think for a minute they're not an outstanding basketball team. And Morton is still undefeated right now. They are 4-0. Metamora 5-1. Woodruff, the only team to beat Metamora. Metamora rolled past Washington. A late run in the fourth quarter defeated Washington 71-54. Their big guy, Zeke Snyder, who hurt us, had 22 in that game, and it was the first win over Washington in many, many years. So Metamora under head coach Jim Youngman, ties to Abingdon, coached at Lanphier, coached at Highland, different places, apparently found himself a home at Metamora, and trying to make it not just a football school. United Township does. One key member of the football team on the varsity basketball team, Chase Pavlonis. He is a 6'3" junior. Probably hear some time from him. They have a player back from Steve Yount's tenure there. A good shooter. And Jordan Johansson, a 5'9 guard. Have to keep the wraps on him. And then a couple of the Singleton twins. Demetrius Singleton, a 6'5 junior. Demetrion Singleton, a 6'5 junior. So United Township again coming in playing well. Galesburg, the home opener. It is whiteout at Field Gymnasium. Fans encouraged to wear white. They're doing it. There's a big section behind the Galesburg and United Township bench. Big distinguishment between the white and some orange from the folks from United Township. But a nice crowd filing in for the opener. That's good to see the band here. Very festive environment. And it is meant to be a sign of unified support for the team. Free Streaks basketball t-shirts given out. First 500 students and fans, they get the free t-shirt. Jim Lee holding one right in his hand. Oh, how'd you get one? I got to get one of those. Those are being the collector that I am, and you know, you never pass up a freebie. It says whiteout at Thiel 2008 on the top, and of course, some sponsors listed on the t-shirt. Dr. Sean Kane, Department of Anesthesiology at Galesburg Cottage Hospital, as well as Cottage Rehab and Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Services. And again, White House. If you not stop by, the t-shirts probably on with a big crowd here. Where the one anyway, as a show of support for the Silver Streaks to get off to a 3-2 start. A key, they're all good big games. They really are. You start the season against Rock Island. They went on to beat Sterling. They're 5-1. UT comes in at 6-1. You're gonna get a good game against Moline when you play Bruins. They're 4-1. And Quincy's struggling a bit right now at 1-4, and Alleman at 1-5. Sophomore is playing very well. Opened up a 20-plus point lead early on. Right now, 4:10 to go in the ball game, and the Streak sophomore is winning 56-38 against United Township, so hopefully they can come away with a victory. Got the Galesburg High School girls on tomorrow. Two games, and they're starting breakfast time tip-off. 9 o'clock, 8:40 pregame on WGIL, taking on Macomb. So we'll go to sports Saturday, have about a 30-minute program. We'll talk with Dr. Mike Garnett of Galesburg Orthopedic Services, talking about sports injury prevention, and things of the like. And then off to Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson, as they call the Galesburg Silver Streaks girls, part of the Midwinter Classic going on at Knox College. After that, a host of games, and then Galesburg back in the finale against a very good Monmouth-Roseville team. So the Streaks looking to secure a couple of victories after a tough loss against Alleman. Got off to a nice first half, but struggled offensively in the second half. Alleman's outstanding player, A.J. Ledbetter, leading the game with 21 points. So Galesburg trying to win in the boys' side of things tonight against United Township. Jim Lee talks it over with Mark Polite, their head coach. We'll hear that interview coming up in just a moment. The interview portion, of course, we'll hear from head coach Mike Reynolds, brought to you by Breedlove's Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask her doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care, bringing health care home to you.
United Township coach Mark Polite joins us now on the Silver Streaks pregame. And coach, your team's off to a real good start. Did you envision being able to get out of the gate like this, 6-1?
Well, not really. I think our mentality as a staff and as a program is just to take it a game at a time. We know we had some talent coming back, but how well they're going to adapt to the new system, we had no clue. So, I think we're fortunate to get off to the start that we have, but we have a long ways to go as far as getting to be the ball club that we need to be.
Yeah, I don't think anybody had any doubts about your guard play, especially with Cannon Burridge, losing the big kid Brian Bell inside. You lost a lot of bulk in there with several of those kids, but the Singleton twins, how are they getting along? They're pretty big.
Well, yeah, we have one of them back, Demetrion. Demetrius actually had an off-season ACL injury, so we're looking to get him back here hopefully in the next month or so. But they've been doing well. I mean, Demetrion's really stepped his game up, especially during conference time, and you know, it's something we're going to need. You know, every team in this league has good post play, and you know, we need to have some good post play as well if we're going to be able to beat some of those teams.
We mentioned Burridge and Singleton. Anybody else that's been really strong for your team early on here?
Well, I think we've had a you know, really good balance. You know, Shaq Lowry's been playing well. Jordan Johansson's been playing well on the defensive end. You know, we've had some guys that have really stepped up and kind of emerged in some roles that that we kind of envisioned them having in the beginning of the season, but I don't think they envisioned as much, but I think they've really rose to the occasion. So, you know, we're hoping that continues.
Tell us about Galesburg. What do you know about the Silver Streaks? What do you need to do here tonight to beat them?
I think first thing we need to do is pray. I mean, I think they're a very solid ball club. I mean, Mike's done a tremendous job with them. They play hard. They're a tough physical team. We know coming out the gate that we're going to have to, you know, really work to make sure we neutralize their post play for sure. But, you know, that's one of the main things we're going to try to get done tonight. Hopefully we can get that done.
Going back to this gymnasium, and probably all the Western Big Six gyms, brings back a lot of memories for you, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. I remember playing against Robbie Dunn and all those guys from back in the Silver Streak days. But, yeah, there's a lot of memories in this gym. And, you know, I'm just excited to be back. And hopefully we can continue to have the season that we're having. And, you know, we can, you know, be vying for a championship here sometime at the end of the year.
Yeah, you know, at the banquet when we started this year, the consensus was kind of Rock Island and Quincy and then the rest of us. At least through the first week or two, looks like the thing might be a little more balanced than people thought.
Yeah, and that's what I envisioned. I mean, this league, you know, overall, it's always been so balanced. You know, there's been a few years, if you kind of look back, that we've had some teams that kind of dominated. But for the most part, you know, it's been pretty balanced. And anybody can beat anybody on any night. So, and that's kind of the mentality that we've taken as a program, that you just never know until you lace them up and go out and play.
Well, finally, you have the starting five tonight for us.
Yeah, we're still kind of up in the air as far as a few guys, but of course Lowry will start, Burge will start, and then Demetrion will start. That's pretty much what we've solidified right now. So we'll just kind of see how it goes until game time.
Sounds good. Mark, thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Mark Polite, head coach of East. Our guest here is the Silver Streaks pregame continues on WGIL.
Gentlemen, follow me. Everyone, these are our new colleagues, Dr. Clark and Dr. Thompson.
Nice to have you, doctors.
Doctor?
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 Greater resources, a commitment to the community, and of course, a large network of doctors. Now that OSF Health Plans is joining Humana, that's exactly what you're going to get. Along with the same great service OSF Health Plans has always been known for. And the personal attention you can only get from the friendly folks right here at home. OSF Health Plans, now a Humana affiliate. Proof that you can make a good thing even better. For more information, visit humana.com/OSF Health Plans.
Doctor?
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 Doctor? And doctor.
Silver Streaks pregame, visiting with head coach Mike Reynolds. Coach, first of all, first home game as head coach here. This place is filling up nicely. What's going through your head?
Well, you know, we just want to put on a good show. We felt like we made a lot of improvement, you know, from watching the tapes last year and things. And this is our chance for our guys to show that in front of our home crowd and our home students. And I think we'll be ready to go.
Environment's outstanding. I noticed one thing when I walked in, bench has changed. Also part of the changes here?
Well, we thought we'd just get a little new atmosphere going, so we're going to sit on the other side, come out a little different way, and maybe give us a little less congestion at halftime, what was part of it, and just kind of another one of the little subtle changes.
As far as UT, like Rock Island, they got the dominant score. He's tops in the Big Six in scoring, led the league last year, no surprise there, but I'm not sure about their supporting class. They were a big team last year with him. Where else are they dangerous? Shaq Lowry, certainly Burridge. Any other guys that are dangerous?
Well, Shaq Lowry, you know, he's a player. He's probably, you know, he's on some of those all-conference preseason teams. And they also got a young kid inside, Demetrion Singleton, and he's been getting some double doubles here lately, so he's coming into his own. And you know, they've got a nice shooter on the perimeter too, and Johansson, and so we got to be ready to play and ready to defend. And we think that, you know, Burgess is a ton. He shot 22 times last week against Solomon, and also had 10 free throws. So we want to be able to limit his touches. And if he's going to score a lot of points, he's going to have to do them in a whole bunch of shots, we hope. And we know he's willing to put them up, and we want to make sure we can get the rebound.
They played a lot of different 7 teams, 6 wins. You talk about some of their strengths and that kind of thing. Is it the same thing for us, rebounding, beat them up inside type thing? Obviously, you need to knock some shots down too, though.
Well, I'm sure at some point we're going to see a zone tonight. And you know, we had 2 outstanding practices, maybe the 2 best of the year the last 2 days, which sometimes scary for a coach. But, you know, we knock shots down, and we're starting to figure some zone things out. And hopefully if they play some zone tonight, we can translate that into some easy baskets.
And, of course, it takes the personnel to do that. We've seen that with 2 other teams. I'm not so sure about this one. Not that they're a bad team, but I guess 2 times against it with a long zone, you guys certainly are going to come out, I'm sure, a lot more aggressive against it.
Yeah, you know, UT can play. You know, they won the conference last year, and talking to Polite, you know, over the summer, him and I are pretty good friends, talked to him a number of times. I keep ribbing him that he ought to win the conference again this year. He's got the leading score coming back, so we expect a formidable test at home, but, you know, we still got a lot of confidence in our guys and in our system, and we think if we can stay within our system and play hard and guard and defend and get the rebound, holding the one shot, we're going to be fine tonight.
That was the last thing I wanted to bring up. You and Coach go way back. Do you seem to, this far on, seem to play similar styles? I know it's hard-nosed basketball.
Yeah, you know, we grew up in the Scott Olsen system, so we're going to, you know, defend, and we've got high priorities of defending and rebounding and taking care of the ball. And I know, you know, we're a young program, and we're trying to get that installed in our guys, and they've got a little more of an experienced group under that type of system under Coach Yount. And Coach Polite was assistant, so he was able to mold some of the sophomores the way he wanted. So, you know, we're kind of in the same system. They're a little more up and down. He's bringing some of stuff he learned in college from Rick Samuels with some of the motion stuff that he's a big believer in. And they're going to play a lot like Eastern and Purdue did. And, you know, we're expecting a good test, and we think our guys are going to be ready.
I think so, too. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Head Coach Mike Reynolds, Silver Streaks pregame continues in a moment.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Bree Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Bree Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwanis. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Bree Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Bree Loves.
Results speak for themselves. The legal team of Goldfine and Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, get the best representation available. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfine and Bowles. Goldfine and Bowles, experience that wins.
Back at Thiel Gymnasium, heard from both the coaches. Again, no strangers. They go way back. They're friends. But tonight, foes on the basketball floor as United Township and Galesburg get set to square off the sophomore game. Nope, not over yet. It's tightened up a bit. 28 seconds to go. Galesburg's missed some free throws down the stretch, leading 58-50 at the free throw line right now. As the coaches go back, so do these teams. This series dates way back to 1918, 1919. They played 147 games so far, and Galesburg on the better end of that. 87 wins against just 60 defeats. So tonight, the meeting number 148. And it's been dominated of late by East Moline. Last 12 years, United Township has won 11 games. Galesburg in 2006-07, just an outstanding game. Remember it well on this floor in overtime. A game in which the Streaks beat East Moline 70-59, going back to the days of John Peters, Michael Magruder, Robbie Hinkle, and company. So a good game there, and then played UT in a similarly outstanding game at the Panther Den, a game that Galesburg led late in the game, but couldn't put the finishing touch on it, hoisted overtime on an inside shot by John Peters. Went to double overtime that night. You always remember when you got to work the next morning. And you got a double overtime game on the road. Unfortunately for Galesburg, they came out on the wrong end of the 63-59 score. But two phenomenal games that year. Last year, first game at UT, as Galesburg sophomores win 60-50. The final buzzer sounds, so Streak sophomores begin the night with a victory. But going back last year at UT, their offense outstanding. Their defense really clamped down, held the Streaks to just 33 points and won the game 55-33. And then here, a game that I've never seen before. The Galesburg Silver Streaks did not make a free throw. Shot 0-4-8, I believe it was, in the game. And lost it. Played very, very well most of the game. Came apart a little bit in the fourth quarter and lost 62-53. So trying to right it this year and pick up a win against a very good team in United Township. They talk about Cannon Burridge, Shaq Lowry, Demetrion Singleton. He didn't mention the other two starters, but presume it is going to be perhaps the shooter, small guy Nick Johansson, or Jordan Johansson. He is a 5'9" senior who can shoot the ball. And then the fifth guy up in the air. Sometimes coaches don't want to tip the hand. And Streaks players about to come out for their pregame festivities. The big Galesburg Streaks sign, and they bust right through it as they come out onto the floor. And the home folks welcome them here as they come out. United Township to follow, and the 2008-09 home portion of the Streak season underway. The yellow flags with GHS in black follow the players onto the floor. So a very festive environment here at Thiel Gymnasium. Streaks try to take care of the basketball a little bit better than they have of late tonight, averaging about 17 turnovers a game, defensively forcing 13. Free throws, one of the rare opportunities or rare games in which they didn't shoot a lot of free throws. Last game out against that 1-3-1 zone of Metamora, just 14 free throws, connected on 10 of them. So for the season, 135 free throw attempts, 83 makes for a 61.5% percentage, 61.5% average, if you will. And the opponents, Galesburg fouling a lot, 140 free throw attempts through five games, and 82 makes opponents struggling from the free throw line at just 58.6%. Leading the way in the loss against Metamora offensively, sophomore Dalton Davis, a 16.5 rebound effort, had 3 3-point makes in the game, and really the only Streaks player who really had any success at all against the zone. The post players rebounding the ball well nonetheless. Need to get them scoring more. Got to have a bigger game out of Tanner Libby. Just 2 points in the game against Metamora. Bailey Ricketts, the last two games out, he struggled. Just 2 points against Rock Island and four against Metamora. In fact, his struggle goes back to Glenwood, in which he had 4 points. And offensively looking for some big things out of Caleb Weaver. 5 points in the last game and just two for Victor Davis. Davis with 13 rebounds in the game against Metamora. But he's got to score in the post. And those guys really got to try and learn to play with their back to the basket, get that footwork down, and be a force inside so that defense collapse and open up the outside shot of the likes of Dalton Davis. Like to see Pierce Ferguson knock down some more threes. Dalton leading the team right now with 7 3-point makes. Chad Thompson next. All of his field goals so far have been from downtown. He has 6 3-pointers on the season and averaging just shy of 4 points a game. Davis leading the way at 11.2, the only Silver Streak player in double figures. And then a lot of guys at 7-plus. Tanner Libby, Caleb Weaver, Victor Davis, and Bailey Ricketts. Free throws, it's been Ricketts so far leading the way. He's at 78% on the season. Post players, Caleb Weaver trying to get that average up at 52%. Victor Davis shooting well at the line right now at a 72% clip. Other Big Six games tonight. Holloman trying to get off the snide a little bit, taking out a Quincy team trying to do the same. Holloman making the trip to Quincy. Holloman 1-5, 0-1 of the Big Six. Quincy 1-4, 0-1 in the league. Moline at 4-1, 1-0 in Big Six play, playing at Rock Island. That place will be packed. The Rocks 5-1, 0-1 in conference play. A lot of other games going on around the area of notes. Abingdon still undefeated, playing at United tonight. Rova makes the trip to Elmwood. There's an Olympic Conference game to note. Monmouth-Roseville get a tough test at home from Orion. Bushnell Prairie City Avon playing at Camp Point Central. North Fulton hosting Rushville Industry. West Central at home against West Prairie. Lewistown on the road at Peoria Heights. And a real good Brimfield team is at home against Havana. Both teams doing their warm-ups out on the floor. The band, as you can tell, loud and playing. And really a great scene here at Thiel Gym, hoping for that packed environment. And head coach Mike Reynolds, you know, you got to have a few of those butterflies going through his stomach as he takes the reins at Galesburg, a school that he referred to as the best coaching job in the state of Illinois. So this is where he wants to be the night that the school board brought him in. And Galesburg, again, the only home game in the month of December, a rare scenario in which they don't play much on the home floor. But that's good news for later on in the season. They can continue to play well, put a good showing together at the State Farm Holiday Classic the last year they'll be there before they head off to the Charleston tournament next year, about a three-hour drive from here. Try and get a good seed in that tournament, do some damage there, and then you got a lot of home games coming up after you get through the break. You've got Alleman on the road at Don Morris Gymnasium next Friday, and then the Iowa-Illinois Shootout, a tournament that Galesburg has struggled in of late, lost last season. And they'll take on Davenport North this season. So they'll take on Alleman next Friday, Davenport North next Saturday. It's a 1 o'clock start, so we'll be on the air from Augustana at 12:40. And then the State Farm Classic starting the day after Christmas, running through the 30th. And then another away game to begin January. A nice break in there between about 11 days between the 30th that they play that day at the Classic at Peoria Manual. We're keeping an eye on them, see how they play this year. They are playing very, very well right now. And then home games against Moline and Springfield, trying to avenge that heartbreaking loss in the capital city a year ago, in which Springfield hit a three at the buzzer to beat Galesburg. Galesburg in that game, a double-digit lead entering the fourth quarter and could not hold on and lost a heartbreaker. A very good rivalry hopefully starting up between Galesburg and the school from the Central State 8 Conference. Mark Polite told us at the Big Six coaches banquet that his team was young except for at the guard position. He said basically his front line's gone. They lost Steve Younts' son, who played on the team last year at about the three, I think it was the three position. Garrett Younts, 6'7", could shoot the ball from outside, did a lot of damage inside, a lot of rebounds, a very long player. They lose him. Steve Bell, a man among boys in the post, so they're trying to make up the difference. And Mark Polite saying that rebounding would be a key for his team this season. Of course, that's one of the suits and one of the strong points for this Galesburg basketball team. He called Rock Island very solid and the team that everyone's going to want to beat. Quincy always tough, he said, and don't let their 1-4 record fool you. They are going to be a good basketball team before it's all said and done. Sean Taylor gets his guys ready to play, and up time, Galesburg knock off Quincy. It's been a while. He called Alleman interesting because they have another player, a young player, one of the leaders in scoring in the Big Six at over 21 points a game, Keelan Prince. And then he mentioned the three new guys, of course, himself, Mike Reynolds, and Galesburg native Ryan Weber, who's done a nice job so far at Moline. Cannon Burridge, a very difficult guy to guard. He can stick the three, can create his own shot. Very dangerous player. Last game we saw a guy like that, Chason Randall from Rock Island. He had 27 points, but it wasn't that beats Galesburg. Nobody beat Galesburg. It was Galesburg's attention to him, trying to make other guys beat him, but they really frustrated Rock Island in that game, and the post just absolutely dominated in Caleb Weaver, Tanner Libby, and Victor Davis having outstanding games against Rock Island. Mike Reynolds, new coaching staff this year. Ryan Hart, whose team just beat United Township 60-50. And also Matt Pogan, their assistant coach on the varsity level. Al Dennison with a host of experience in his career. Cambridge coaching under Rock Island's legendary coach. And it's a pretty good front court that Galesburg has right here. Can you hear? Jim's got his T-shirt in front of him. I'm jealous. I'm going to snatch that thing before the night's over. But kind of nice to see this place packed up and nice and loud.
Yeah, good to see the band here. They're all wearing white. And, you know, you get down on the court. I was just down there. And you really do notice walking in front of all those white shirts. There's just something about it that just livens the whole thing up.
Sure
it
does.
Really brightens the court up. So a good idea. We wanted to mention, they said, for all these T-shirts for the first 500 fans were free tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen very often. Wanted to mention the sponsors, Galesburg Cottage Hospital,
Galesburg Orthopedic, also Cottage Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine, and Dr. Sean Kane, Department of Anesthesiology. So they all got their name on the shirts, and appreciate them doing that for Galesburg High School basketball. I know Mike Reynolds is trying to do a lot of new things, and one of those tonight is the change of where the players are sitting. For years and years, Galesburg has always sat over here in the same spot to the left of the scorer's table. Tonight, they've moved to the right side and let the visitors, so the visiting team will be in front of the entire Galesburg student body.
That's done for a reason.
I thought, well, maybe it's just change for change's sake, which I wasn't too sure about, but I talked to Athletic Director Ralph Henning down there. He said, well, it's a couple of things. He said there's just so much congestion down here with people walking in and out of the door around where the Silver Streaks bench had been in previous years that was one of the things. He said he felt like they're in a little more controlled environment down there in the corner. And plus, they also ran out of the locker room down in that corner.
Huh.
And he said actually there's a tunnel that connects the two, so they're still using their same locker room, only instead of coming out this end, they're coming down the far end. And a little change, but that's kind of the way they wanted to just do things a little bit differently here in a lot of aspects, and so that's another one tonight. We'll see how it works out, and, you know, maybe the big student body for Galesburg can kind of get the opposing team a little worked up there sitting behind their bench.
Yeah, strategically done. He said the same thing Coach Mike Reynolds said. Yeah, congestion issue, certainly one of the things. Called it a subtle little change, and you noticed it right away walking in, and kind of caught my eye over there, but I guess it goes both ways. They got to sit behind what's going to be a rowdy student section tonight, and you got a little bit of orange spotted in between behind the Galesburg bench, but you can bet the crowd will be in the ear of UT just a little bit.
Yeah, he said that Evan Massey's won a lot of games sitting on that side, so
good
he
point.
Figures it can't hurt.
Yeah, 700 he's pushing, so he's won a game or two in his time.
Yeah.
So we'll get starting lineups and all that. A couple of guys that head coach Mark Polite did mention posted up on the board. We'll talk about the starters when we come back, get the tip-off ready to go. I know the folks here are excited. We're excited. Hopefully a win tonight for the Silver Streaks. Be nice to start the conference off 2-0. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it. Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars and seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Jack Crockett, A.G. Edwards, fully invested in their clients and a division of Wachovia Securities, LLC. Tonight, cloudy, near steady tip, about 21. Tomorrow, cloudy and blustery, high 42. And tomorrow night, cloudy, blustery with patchy drizzle. Then a chance of rain and patchy drizzle after midnight, near steady tip, about 38. Currently, it's 20. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball is brought to you by Grady Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Gold Fine and Bowls. Experience that wins in Galesburg and Peoria. And now the WGIL broadcast team of Mike Perry and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks boys basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at Field Gymnasium, and as Dale Kelly once requested in the preseason, gave me chills up my spine. They brought back the I.O. Silver. The band just played it. Tell you what, if you're not here, it's unfortunate, but we're glad you're listening on WGIL. What an amazing environment, and couldn't be more ready for a ball game to start. We'll go down to the scorer's table here shortly after the singing or playing of the national anthem, and get you the starting lineups tonight. It would appear that UT preliminarily is going to go with Shaq Lowry at the point guard position, an 11-a-game scorer. Of course, Cannon Burridge, their all-stater at 22 a game. Demetrion Singleton, a 6'5" junior at one of the forward positions. It'll probably be a three-guard look. Jordan Johansson, a 5'9" senior, and 6'3" forward guard. Chase Pantalonis also played some quarterback for the UT Panthers. On the gridiron, Silver Streaks, a lineup that'll probably be Dalton Davis, Joe Mangieri, Victor Davis, also in there, Caleb Weaver, and Tanner Libby will likely be tonight's starting lineup. Both the teams headed back to their benches, and we'll get everything started here a little bit later than the scheduled start of 7:30, but hey, that's all right. You don't get many home openers with a new coach in an environment like this, so we'll see. See what the night has in store. Again, the sophomore team a winner tonight, 60-50. The Streaks girls in action get a chance to play in that renovated Knox College Gymnasium. Looks very, very nice. And speaking of Knox College, Harley Nosher here in attendance. They had some young players down on the floor during the halftime of the sophomore game they were playing. And Coach Harley Nosher on the bench directing one of those two teams. So nice to see him here. A lot of familiar faces here in the gymnasium. Gary Mitchell at the scorer's table doing the announcing down there. And they lower what will hold the flag. Both teams standing up, getting ready for the play of the national anthem. Cheerleaders decked out, those white t-shirts looking sharp. Bring the flags. Travis Tatum among them. Isaiah Tatum down there.
And he's the captain of the wrestling team.
Also, Beverly Patterson among those. Isaiah Tatum, an outstanding wrestler. We saw what he could do on the gridiron as far as his running ability, scoring a big touchdown in the last game of the season. And we'll get ready for the play. Well done, and they'll form a line out on the floor and get tonight's starting lineups.
Starting lineup for United Township, a 6'3" junior guard, number 3, Chase Pavlonis. A 5'9" senior guard, number 12, Jordan Johnson. 6 foot junior point guard, number 20, Shaquille Lowry. 6'5" junior forward, number 21, Demetrion Singleton. And a 6'2" senior guard, number 33, Cannon Burridge. The head coach is Mr. Mark Pillay, and he is assisted by Mike Crawford and David Robinson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your Gillsburg Silver Streaks. A 6 foot sophomore guard, number 1, Dalton Davis. 6'1" senior guard, number 30, Joe Mangieri. 6'4" junior forward, number 32, Victor Davis. 6'3" senior forward, number 40, Caleb Weaver. And a 6'5" senior forward, number 44, Tanner Libby. And the head coach for the Streaks on his first home contest, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Mr. Reynolds is assisted by Al Dennison, Brian Hart, and Matt Pogue.
There you have it, tonight's starting lineups. Our appreciation to Gary Mitchell down at the scorer's table. The Streaks in the home whites with the black trim and United Township in the black tops with the orange piping and orange numbers with white trim.
Well, I'll tell you what, United Township comes into this one, Mike, and I may have undersold their post play a little bit. I was watching them warm up. They got some solid kids down there that can do the short jump shot using the backboard, and they've got some nice drop steps and power moves. So I felt like our front court is probably the strength of this one tonight, but UT may be a little stronger down there than I thought coming in, because all we hear about is Cannon Burridge.
Demetrian Singleton, Tanner Libby jumping center. They'll do it again. Not a real good toss. They'll try again. Singleton and Libby.
It was such a high toss. Both players had jumped up and hit the floor before the ball even came down.
See if this one's a little better. A little lower, and UT controls the tip back court to Shaq Lowry. Brings it up on the left side, guarded by Dalton Davis. He wants to clear out right away. They'll run it over on the left side. Now he's going to approach the middle. Pass, not a good one. Out on the right side. Burridge out of bounds. Turnover right off the bat by United Township. Sloppy ball handling up top.
Now both teams come out flying high. Of course, you expect UT to with a 6-1 mark. They've got a bunch of fans here tonight. Probably the best UT road crowd I've seen in quite a while.
They start in a man-to-man defense. Mangieri has trouble catching it on the left wing. Dives on the floor, and he travels with the basketball. Both teams a little jacked up early on. Both teams with turnovers. Yeah, UT brought a mini student section. Lowry brings it across the midcourt line for United Township. Uses a high screen, works down the left side, backdoor pass underneath, trouble controlling the basketball, out of bounds it goes to Galesburg. Trying to get it down low to Burridge on a back cut, he couldn't hang on.
Well, neither team's got a shot at the basket yet. Everybody, now either too jacked up or maybe a little case of the nerves out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
This is as full as we've had John Field Gym for a boys' game in quite a while.
Libby catches right wing, drives baseline. Bad pass at the feet of Weaver. Saved, though, by Davis. He'll pull up from 16, right side. Good! Dalton Davis with the first two for the game. Streaks up 2-0, 7:06 to play. First quarter. Lowry quickly back the other way. Bounce pass in the post. Singleton, right-hand baby hook off the back of the iron. No, Libby up high for the rebound for the Streaks. Good look at the hoop there. Couldn't get it to go down. Streaks back the other way. Some full court pressure. Johansson picking up the ball handler. Dalton Davis. Up top, he calls out the play between the leg dribble, then crosses over. Pulls up just right of the key. Pass over to Caleb Weaver. Back to Davis. Extending the defense, United Township. Davis penetrating. Over to Mangieri. Right side, Weaver drives down the lane. He's hacked. Foul. They call a charge.
Yeah, that's the case where if our big men had a pull-up jumper, we'd be in great shape, because that's a short. He's inside the free throw line,
yep.
But yet he's not comfortable enough to shoot that and turns his body and angles in and just crashes into the defender. Those guys just have to get a short jumper, and they could be so much more effective.
Lowry again using that high screen crossover dribble left side out to Johansson. Bounce pass to Singleton deep on the right wing. Back up top, Pavlonis left wing. There's Burridge. Burridge not with it. Lowry pull up top of the key. Almost inside the three-point line for two. We're netted up at two apiece.
Yeah, both of their backcourt guys averaging double figures, and it's their strong backcourt scoring against what we hope will be our front line scoring tonight.
Defense really making Galesburg work from way up top, forcing the offense to set up about 40 feet from the basket. And Jerry had a little trouble against Singleton. Bounces to Davis. He waves the hand out. High post pass, Victor Davis turns and faces on Singleton. Over to Davis, right wing. No shot there. Up top, Libby drives down the lane. Kicks it off Mangieri. Left baseline. Nothing there. Back out to Libby. 5:38 to go first quarter. Tied at two, UT and Galesburg.
Well, even all the struggles Galesburg's had against the zone, Mark Polite comes out in a man-to-man for UT. Kind of a surprise.
Up top, Victor Davis with the basketball. Hands back off to Davis. UT defense very solid early on. Davis holds up finger number one.
Dribbles the ball toward the left wing. Bounce to Libby. Libby trying to get a step. Trips and loses the basketball. Burridge picks it up. Third turnover on Galesburg. Burridge now the other way. Free throw line and a reach-in foul called on Mangieri.
Well, and Joe does a lot of good things for the team, but I'm not sure in this particular game you might see Pierce Fergus have some more impact. Joe, not a real good penetrator. We need somebody out there to get our offense into the paint, and Pierce can do that, and I would look for him to come off the bench pretty quick.
Burridge, left baseline, fires away from three. In and out it goes. Rebound tipped around, cleared by Victor Davis. That's a man's rebound there as he pulls it out. Long court, pass tipped. Libby grabs it, shot up inside. No, and a foul called. It is Pavlonis, tried to take the charge, but commits the foul. Libby to the line, shooting two from the line this season. He's 59%.
Yeah, Pavlonis just got abused that time. Ooh. As Libby was going to go in there no matter what. Pavlonis just couldn't get his feet set as Libby was very aggressive in forcing the issue and got the foul.
Libby free throw long. Looks to give a streak to 3-2 lead, 4:57 to go first quarter. Both teams trying to shake off some nerves early on. Already five turnovers in the game. Libby's second free throw, airborne, missed that one also. Rebound, fought for, Weaver had it for just a moment and taken out of there by Johansson. UT back the other way. Shaq Lowry, the point guard. Preseason all-conference selection on the right wing. Left, almost threw the ball away on the left side to Johansson on the left wing. Back up top to Lowry. Galesburg man-to-man defense. And underneath, got some pushing going on. I think Mangieri's going to get... No.
Yeah, good call.
Coming the other way on Burridge, I believe.
Yeah, Burridge with a little elbow to the right of Mangieri, who is behind him. Mangieri's throwing the lower body into him, as you've got to do, to try and stave off giving away position. And Burridge tried to get away with an elbow there and got caught.
Dalton Davis brings it up four of the streaks. We're tied at two apiece. Waves off Mangieri. Right wing, the pass goes to Libby. Guarded by Burridge. Up top, Weaver. Guarded by Pavlonis. Slight mismatch there. Weaver much bigger. Weaver up top. Ooh, stepped on the midcourt line almost. Three on the right side. Davis, no good. Rebound high and tipped into the hands of Shaq Lowry. Back the other way he comes. Stutter step dribble down the right side of the lane. Backs it out. Behind the back dribble now. Now he's going to attack the left side of the lane. Running jumper in the lane. Hit it. Shaq Lowry. 4-2 United Township. He has improved. I can tell that already. He is looking to score. Davis back the other way for the streaks, looking for a basket. Under 4 minutes to go. Just a 4-2 game so far. Davis gets a step down the lane. Scoop shot, left hand, good. Davis ties it at four. Quickly back the other way. Burridge right wing attacks the middle. Jumper in the lane. Contact all over. No foul called. Mangieri clears. Maybe got away with one. Good physical play by the streaks. Back the other way, past it is tipped. Davis trying to get it down to Weaver. It's tipped away. Brian Garnett, Pierce Ferguson checking in. Four of the Silver Streaks, Caleb Weaver, Joe Mangieri going out.
We've played four-plus minutes. We've only got two team fouls. Maybe the lowest number we've had at the onset of a game.
Yeah, the opponent's 140 free throws in five games.
Wow.
That is a ton. Galesburg 135, so we're getting to the line with regularity. UT countering with Nick Hepfer. A 6'4 sophomore. Davis to trigger in. Sid Davis. Dalton Davis pull up on the baseline. The Libya three. He delivers good. Tanner Libby on the left side. Knocks down a three. 7-4 Galesburg. Back the other way. Quick pull up on the right side. Woo! Swishing it through with a high arcing jumper is Cannon Burridge. His first point of the game. They get it back in a hurry. Now Galesburg sets the offense. Davis, bad pass on the baseline. Fortunately for him, Burridge cannot hang on. Goes out of bounds with it. Galesburg will keep it.
Yeah, got lucky that time as we've been doing this a lot the last few games and the last two trips, telegraphing passes. And Burridge, knowing there's no one else on the court for Davis to go to other than Libby that time, breaking out. So he just overplayed it and nearly had the steal.
Up top, Dalton Davis loses the basketball. Can he recover it, though? Dives on the floor, and it's still loose, and we're going to get a jump ball, maybe. Nope, United Township comes away, trying to call a timeout to get it. Some sloppy play up front, and United Township gets the timeout. Four turnovers early on Galesburg. It's a 30. We'll hold on to it here. 2:57 to play first quarter, 7-6 streaks.
Now, Victor Davis was reaching down for the ball, but he didn't go to the floor. And I would guess he'll probably hear about that on two occasions. You're not going to get that very often by just reaching down and picking it up when there's a lot of traffic around. And so I don't know. The official looked like he pointed to me towards the Gelsberg bench for the timeout, but we didn't have control of the basketball, so I'm not sure how they're going to break this down. We'll see once they come out of the huddle.
UT defensively doing a real good job of making the passing lanes very difficult to throw through. That's one of the things you want to do to try and make that pass tough, and they're doing it right now.
Yep, UT's got the ball.
It's UT basketball, 2:57 to play first quarter. They're down. Gelsberg up 7-6. Dalton Davis, a little shoving with Cannon Burridge. Gets it in, and Davis is going to have him on this possession. It's Burridge will bring it up. Played a lot of point guard as a sophomore on the varsity team. Uses a screen. Down the lane he goes. He's bumped. Shot no good. He's going to the line, though, to shoot two. He can create his own shot. A very good scorer.
And it's pretty easy to tell early on why he scores so much, because he can do it in a lot of ways. But one thing I know, I don't want this game to go down to the wire and to have him have the ball in the last possession. I wouldn't be very comfortable with that at all.
He is smooth.
He's a threat.
And a good free throw shooter. He shoots a ton of free throws. And I jinxed it. Cannon Burridge misses. He shot, I think it was 233 free throws last season, putting up about 10 free throws a game. That is a score.
His brother, Kendall Burridge, was darn good, too.
Cannon to Blackhawk.
Yeah.
Oh, he missed them both. Libby gets the rebound. I went to check if Steve Yount was coaching there. He is not. It's Bizzari, Jay Bizzari, I believe it is.
Okay.
And John Peters on the roster there. Austin Andrews on the Blackhawk East roster. A travel on the right wing. Garnett and Davis trying to get something going. And Gelsberg really struggling with the basketball early on. Five turnovers.
Yeah, you got to feel pretty good to have coughed it up five times and still be up a point on this UT team in the first quarter.
So they use Burridge now as the creator. They really spread the floor out. He's got a top of the key, drives right side, down to Lowry, three right side, no good. Libby, another rebound for the Streaks, his third. Here he comes the other way. He pulls up, guns a three right side, no good. Quick shot there, and the rebound, Demetrion Singleton for UT. Lowry, top of the key with the basketball for UT, trailing 7-6, 2:07 to go first quarter. Blocked out there by Pierre Ferguson. Deep on the left wing, it's Johansson with the basketball. Now he dribbles top of the key, loses it, and a late whistle. Pierce Ferguson draws the foul. Galesburg's fourth.
You mentioned Demetrion Singleton. He's got a twin brother, Demetrius, who tore his knee up playing football. They hope to have him back, as you might have heard Mike Polite tell us on the pregame, but it'll be a little while yet. And they're a force. They're both 6'5 and just juniors, still learning. They're pretty thin, but good ball players. And I noticed on the roster, it's just listed as Demetrion. He doesn't even have Singleton.
So when you get one name, you're good.
Well, you figure he's probably the only Demetrion in the conference.
True.
So we'll know who they're talking about, even if we don't see his last name.
Bailey Ricketts checked in for the Streaks. He gets the task of guarding Cannon Burridge. Left wing with the basketball, Singleton. He's way out of his range up top. He'll hand it to Shaq Lowry, who's going to call out a play with a minute 40 to go first quarter. Low scoring quarter, a lot of turnovers early on. Top of the key, Hepfer with it. On the right wing, Singleton. Skip pass, and was it tipped? Whoa, I thought Pavlonis, it was tipped. Thought he may have gotten away with a walk, but not the case. He brings it back in the front court, hands to Cannon Burridge, trying to break down. Long three over Ricketts, no good. I'll get him that shot all day long. Rebound on the floor to Ferguson. He wants to pull back and shoot a 25-footer. Go ahead.
Fading away.
Libby working against Burridge on the right baseline to Victor Davis. He's been quiet. Skips it over Bailey Ricketts. Puts it on the floor. Nothing there. Bounce pass in the post. Weaver back to Ricketts. Bailey Ricketts shuffling the feet. Six Streaks turnovers.
No, and actually Caleb Weaver did before that, so we got two travels for the price of one, but either way, it's a turnover. Streaks have not looked comfortable in their half-court offense, I don't think, a single time down the court.
They still lead 7-6 with a minute to go in the quarter. Left wing with it, Demetrion Singleton. Up top, Hepfer. Hepfer on the left side. Johansson drives around Libby. Help defense there. Tries to dish it off the hands of who? Victor Davis? Yep, stays with UT.
Caleb Weaver trying to draw the charge, as he always does. That time he was falling back before contact was even made. The official made no call on that one.
UT, a lot of isolation so far on the offensive end, featuring, as you might expect, Burridge. Hepfer gets the inbounds pass. Singleton on the left side, spinning in the lane. Tough fadeaway jumper high off the glass. Hits nothing over Weaver, and then a whistle inside. Maybe Libby. A little bump inside there, and the official goes over to the scorer's table. It is Tanner Libby who picks it up.
This came after the shot as they were positioning for the rebound. I was watching Singleton and Heffner warm up. They both were real nice, some impressive moves down in the low post. I thought, boy, these guys are going to be a ton. But a lot of times when you're warming up and there's nobody guarding you, you can look really good. Out here in the game situation, they haven't done much.
Back in is Brian Gurnett. Weaver goes out. He's getting attended to, something with the right hand or wrist on the baseline, faking. Johansson steps into a 17-footer, and he nets it. Jordan Johansson gives UT an 8-7 lead. Hillsburg has not scored in several minutes. Libby with it on the left wing. Picks up the dribble, guarded by Burridge. Hook pass inside. Garnett turns and faces on Heffer. Still has it. Dumps it off to Libby right side. Driving baseline. Back to Garnett. Tries to catch it clean. Can't do it. Back to Libby on the baseline. Libby. Victor Davis now. Dribbling free throw line area. Crossover dribble. Tip for a moment. He's working against Singleton. Now he's way out on the left wing. 11 seconds to go. Got to know the time. Pierce Ferguson up top. Bailey Ricketts puts it on the floor. Drives down the middle. Trying to finish. Shot up. Good. Tough shot. Bailey Ricketts. Where did that come from? 2 seconds. Quickly back the other way. Ball tipped out of bounds with .3 on the clock. Bailey Ricketts. Big hoop for the Streaks. 9-8 lead.
You know, Ricketts doesn't usually make the easy shots, but the ones you think, no way, those are the ones that go in. He's pretty incredible.
Chad Thompson into the game for Tanner Libby. .3 on the clock. Johansson inbounds, catch and shoot. Burridge, no way. After one, Galesburg 9, United Township 8. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Christmas is near, we're full of good cheer, with baskets of goodies incredibly swell. Register now, we'll tell you how on WGIL.
Register to win one of WGIL's gift baskets of Christmas by signing up at OSF St. Mary Medical Center gift shop or the Packing House. You must sign up at a participating store to win their basket. It's the gift baskets of Christmas from WGIL. Drawing start Friday, December 19th. Details at WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, Western Illinois Nature Group, nominated by John Murray. Congratulations from F&M Bank and WGIL.
With the basketball to start the second quarter, two ties for lead changes. Streaks up 9-8 up top with the ball. Caleb Weaver working against Heffer. Now Davis gets the handoff. Down the lane he goes. Tries to get a shot off. Does, and he draws the foul. Shoot the two. Davis going to the line where he's a 72% free throw shooter. Has four in the game.
Pretty obvious early on here that the Streaks are going to need to penetrate to make things happen. UT had really shoved us out and got us out of our half-court offense. But when Davis or Ricketts, as he did at the end of the first quarter, able to penetrate, good things can happen. And now Davis at the line for the first of two.
Got that one to go down. Galesburg goal of two from the line in the first quarter. UT. Actually, 0 of 2, Galesburg 0 of 1. And the second free throw, Davis cannot get it to go down. Hep for the rebound. So back the other way, United Township trailing 10-8. Post game throughout the first quarter, 6 turnovers for the Streaks, 2 for United Township. Singleton way up top with the ball. Galesburg really sucking it down low with that man-to-man, trying to make him shoot from outside. Singleton not going to hurt you from out there. Let's see if he can. Puts up a long one. Almost banked it. Yeah, give him that shot. No doubt about it. Tanner Libby the rebound for the Streaks. Ooh, that was ugly. To Weaver. Down the lane he goes. Maybe got away with a walk. Some contact. No foul called. Bailey Ricketts the rebound to the floor. He goes. Maintains the bounce, though. Up top, Victor Davis working on Singleton. He does walk. Trying to do a jump stop, shuffle defeat, turnover Streaks.
Well, we had 6 turnovers, as you mentioned, in that first quarter. We can't do that the whole game and have 24 and probably figure out a way to win this. So that's got to get cut down. We shot 4 of 6 from the field. It was just we weren't getting very many shots off, coughing it up 6 times.
10-8, Galesburg the lead, just underway here in the second quarter. Up top, Burridge off the screen, shoots a 3. This one no good. Victor Davis with the board. One good thing we're seeing with Galesburg, 1 and done with the UT offense. Dalton Davis working against Johansson. Up top, Ricketts crossover dribble working against Shaq Lowry. Behind the back dribble now. Lowry cuts him off. Careful with the half-court line. He was going to hand off to Davis. Keeps it now. Dribbling up top. That 5 count will be on. Dalton Davis penetrating left side. Pull-up jumper from 17. No good. High for the board. Singleton. And I think Libby just got him a silly foul there, reaching over the top. Who's second?
Yeah, Singleton, he was way up off the ground that time. You weren't going to pull that away from him.
Chad Thompson, Pierce Ferguson back into the game for the Silver Streaks. Bailey Ricketts going out. I presume Libby is. Yes, he's going to the bench as well. Ferguson, Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, Chad Thompson, and Caleb Weaver on the floor for Galesburg. Lowry bringing it up for UT. Cross half court, he comes to Hepfer. Hepfer holds, top of the key. Victor Davis guarding him. And we got a foul, offensive foul on United Township. A legal screen on Jack Lowry, his first.
Lowry really in a quandary about that one.
He didn't
stood
like
there
it.
And looked at the official like, what are you calling me for?
So every chance there for the Streaks to pad this skinny two-point lead. Ferguson handling the basketball for Galesburg. Down to Davis on the left baseline. Up top, Caleb Weaver guarded by Hepfer. On the right wing he goes. Pierce Ferguson just simply fell down with the basketball. He slipped.
I'll tell you what, UT is playing some excellent man-to-man defense. They are, if they play Rock Island right now, they beat the Rocks, because the Rocks defense wasn't anything like what we're seeing from UT today.
These guys are stiff, no doubt about it. That one an unforced error. And a couple of those. Lowry gets around Ferguson. Someone's got to pick him up. Right wing to pass goes Burridge. Puts it on the floor. Attacks the baseline. Tough shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Burridge back up. No good. Ball tipped around. Who wants it? Caleb Weaver wants it. Four of the Streaks down on the baseline. Ferguson had it. He goes to Davis, top of the key. He's going to penetrate now. Right wing, spinning at the free throw line. Pull-up jumper in the lane. No good off the front of the rim. Singleton and Weaver fight for the ball. Singleton gets it.
Our half-court offense is just clueless right now.
Burridge back the other way down the lane. Scoop shot. Good. Nobody picked him up. Cannon Burridge made a feast. He's got four in the game. Tied at 10. Third tie.
Basically, our half-court offense, the big guys aren't moving much, and the guards are playing with the ball too much out high, and it just ends up being Dalton Davis throwing a shot up right now.
He's got it now on the right wing, guarded by Johansson. Up top, Chad Thompson. He'll pull the trigger on that one. It's long. Rebound, Victor
Attaway,
Davis.
Victor.
He goes up strong, and Victor Davis finally gets a crack at some points. He's going to wear them down eventually, the big frame of him.
Now, this game could very well come down to conditioning, because the teams seem to be pretty evenly matched up at every part of the court. A 10-10 low-scoring game here. 3 minutes gone in the second quarter.
Hepfer picks up the foul. Davis, good free throw shooter. Bends the knees, fires away. It's him. Galesburg struggling at the line right now. 1 of 3 in the quarter, 1 of 5 in the game. Another one on the way for Davis. Eyeing his first point of the ball game. Lets it go. Got it. 11-10 Streaks. 5:05 to play, first half. Johansson down on the baseline, facing his man up, Singleton. Nothing there against Weaver. Up top, Shaq Lowry with the basketball. Deep on the left wing. Johansson guarded by the 6'4 sophomore, Chad Thompson. Crossover, Lowry, top of the key, back out Johansson, and a travel. UT coughs it up for the third time. Both teams really struggling, and I guess you can chalk this up to some pretty good defensive pressure.
Yeah, and I thought that time Pierce Ferguson did a real nice job sliding his feet. He didn't let Shaq Lowry get into the lane like I think Shaq was wanting to do, and once he forced him over to the left side, that's when the turnover happened.
Davis brings it up, high post pass, Victor Davis back to Dalton Davis, guarded by Johansson right side, trying to penetrate on Johansson, does get a beat on him, and a reach-in foul on the floor on Johansson. It is his second foul, so they may have to go to the bench.
If Dalton Davis is not shy, he will force his way in there if you let him, and that was a pretty frustrating foul for East Moline.
One more on each team, and shooting begins. Ball inbounded, nice play to Victor Davis. Flop by Johansson, and he got a charge on Victor Davis. Victor, that was a good acting job. It looked real. He's, kind of holding his arm a little bit when he gets up. But Victor's got to be under control, come to the solid jump stop, and put the shot up.
He was giving away. Johansson's 5'9 and probably 140 pounds. Victor's, what,
6'4? 6'4, 235. Player control foul, so UT not shooting. They bring a guy into the game. They always do this. I don't have his jersey number. I think it is Johnny Henderson. He's a freshman. 6'2" freshman. So UT with the basketball, trying to take the lead here. up top with it, catching nearly an errant pass. Jack Lowry guarded by Pierce Ferguson on the left side. Another new guy in the game for UT. Pavlonis with it to Henderson, guarded by Chad Thompson. 4:08 to play, 11-10 Galesburg. Henderson dribbling around up top, gives to Cannon Burridge, trying to break down Davis. Fallaway jumper right side, way short off the iron. Transition opportunity, Dalton Davis gets the ball. And he is checked by Henderson, and he's going to shoot a 1-1.
This game is so similar because down, I mean, I was moaning about the Galesburg offense just being, you know, creating a shot with our point guard. They're doing the same thing. They work the ball around a little bit. Galesburg doing a great job switching off, not letting them get many open looks, and then Burridge just forces something up. We've seen that four or five times. And, you know, Mark Polite said, yeah, Burridge is averaging 20 points, but he said he really doesn't feel like he's untracked yet. His shot is still not going in all that often. He takes a lot of shots, and he'll get his share, but he's not as sharp as he will be at the end of the year.
Davis free throw. He gets that one down. He's 2 for 3 from the line. Has 5 points in the game. I believe the young man that checked in is actually Nick Jansen. He's listed as number 14. He's wearing 55 out on the floor. Second free throw. Davis makes that one. And it's a 13-10 Galesburg lead. And what happened? 1-1 the other way. Quick foul. Ferguson, about 80 feet from the basket, commits a foul. You don't want to do that. And it's his second foul. So it sends Shaq Lowry to the line. Lowry switches the first free throw.
Not one of those games where either team's probably going to get too comfortable. Seem to be very evenly matched. The intensity the same on both clubs.
Lowry in and out with the free throw. Victor Davis the rebound. Fourth board already for him in the ballgame. 13-11. Streaks with the lead and the basketball. 3:48 to go first half. Ailey Ricketts driving left baseline. Hands to Weaver. Got away with a walk. He's losing the basketball. It rolls to Ferguson, fortunately for him. Victor Davis up top. Dalton Davis. Long three. Left of the circle. Good! Dalton Davis hits the three, and United Township says, hold on, we want to take a timeout. We'll take the break as well. 3:35 to go first half. Galesburg 16, United Township 11. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
Patty Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guaranteed level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, today.
Coming up this week on WGIL Sports Saturday, we'll talk about sports injuries with Dr. Mike Garnett. Saturday morning at 8 on WGIL. Despite committing 9 turnovers and putting UT in the bonus, Galesburg a 16-11 lead. Dalton Davis, 10 points in the first half. Cannon Burridge brings it up for United Township. He has 4 so far in the ballgame. Uses a screen by Pamelonis. Down the right side he goes. Down on the corner, Shaq Lowry, 3 good.
They came out of that timeout knowing exactly what they wanted to do, at least for one possession. They made it work.
Sure did.
Exciting time right now. Galesburg, I love it when we've got Davis, Ricketts, and Ferguson out on the court all together. There's a lot of potential for excitement there.
Nice feed from Garnett to Ricketts, cutting back door. Could not finish the shot, though, and Jansen gets the rebound for United Township. Good pass from Garnett. Full court the other way. What a catch by Singleton, and a layup. Good as he beat Galesburg down the floor. That will not make Mike Reynolds happy. Tied at 16. Up top, Ferguson with the ball. On the left side, Ricketts working against Jansen now top of the key. Looking to hand off to Davis, and Burridge all over him. So Ricketts drives down right side, uses the backboard. Shot no good. High for the rebound, Weaver. Trying to gather. Shot up, no, and a foul. Weaver going to the line for 2.
Well, the hard worker in there will get a couple of free throws for all his efforts as Weaver crashed in between 2 United Township players.
Right.
Got that rebound. And there is just nothing pretty about Caleb Weaver as far as, I mean, except the way he works because, you know, he doesn't dribble real well. He's not
shooting free throws real well either.
No. And he doesn't have, like we've talked about, any sort of a jump shot to save him at all from short range, but he's still awfully valuable to us out there.
You bet. Missed the first one. See if he can pick up the second one. Came in averaging 7 a game and 52% from the line. Second free throw, good.
Weaver splits the two, 17-16, streaks, 2:35 to go in the half. Quickly up the other way, Lowry guarded by Ricketts, hands off to Burridge. Dalton Davis, the task of guarding him, working the left side. Got away maybe with a little shove on the offensive side, getting the ball up in the air. He was fouled by Davis, going to the line to shoot two. Dalton Davis with two fouls. Decision time for Mike Reynolds, who didn't like the call.
Yeah, Davis took one of the chops that time
sure
as
did.
Burridge went up, but a lot of it was Dalton was really forcing the issue. Got his chin in there. Burridge just took it right up into his chin.
Burridge 0 for 2 from the line so far. UT 1 of 4. He has 4 in the game. Two shots here. 17-16, Galesburg lead. Burridge free throw good. Tied at 17.
Saw Davis just kind of nonchalantly licked his finger and looked at it. It's kind of his way of checking to see if there's any blood there. He didn't want to let anybody see it too much, but you knew he took a pretty good shot.
Second free throw by Burridge. In and out it goes. And the rebound off the floor. Davis had it right into the hands of Pavlonis, faking, shooting, making foul, Weaver. Oh, that was unfortunate.
That was a cheap one.
He may get that shot the rest of the game, and that one hurts. 19-17, UT gets the lead back. Foul on Weaver's his second. Libby, Weaver, Davis, and Ferguson all with two apiece.
Well, it was one of those, the ball just didn't take the bounce off the rim that they thought it was going to, and he just picked up the garbage.
Avalonis miss. Rebound Singleton, three by Lowry, other side. That would have hurt worse, but then Singleton picks up another rebound. Dimitri on Singleton, five rebounds and a whistle. And Galesburg coach Mike Reynolds telling his guys, hey, you got to stay on your feet. And some other messages, it was a travel on UT. So Galesburg trailing by two, 2:10 and counting to go first half. Dalton Davis working against Lowry. Down the baseline he goes. Shot good and a foul. What a move. Dalton Davis just pulled his way to the basket. He's got a dozen. Forcing the action on Lowry, he has two fouls now.
Tell you what, if Dalton's personal life is anything like his basketball, if he asks a girl out on for a date, she's going for a date. I mean, he just forces his way wherever he wants to go out there. Man, oh man, he is strong-willed.
Three-point play, no, in and out it goes, and the rebound to Pamelonis. Tied at 19, under 2 minutes to play first half. Lowry up top, guarded by Ricketts. Cross courts it, now on the right side. Burridge driving baseline. The help there from Weaver, misses the shot. Victor Davis leaps over two guys to grab the rebound. He has five in the game, and then a foul called. UT commits it. Falling to the floor, what, Burridge? And he's going to pick up, I think it's his second foul. It is.
Yeah, good job by Victor Davis, not only to get the rebound, but he had to come down and straddle a bunch of players because Weaver had faked trying to draw a charge. He fell down. The guy fell down going into him, and Victor, in getting the rebound, was having to find his way somewhere to put his feet that time to head up court.
Davis, one of two from the line, looking to give Galesburg the lead back. Free throw on the way. Good. 2019 streaks. There is probably going to be 45, 50 fouls in this game. These two teams are almost mirror images. Both really gritty teams. Grave Davis makes both the free throws. They definitely take after their head coaches. UT's Lowry puts the hand to the head, calls out the play. He works on the left side, uses the screen by Pavlonis. Now on the right way with the bounce, backs it out. Guarded by Victor Davis up top. I think they want to use a mismatch. Here's the screen, Pavlonis. Lowry, pull-up jumper just behind the free throw line. Clanks off the back of the rim. Victor Davis high for the rebound. One and done, UT.
Victor just took that right off the rim. He was way up there.
Six rebounds in the first half for him. Pierce Ferguson, top of the key, working against Burridge. Chad Thompson, right wing against Jansen. Thompson, up top, Davis faking the three. Got bumped a little bit by Singleton. Ferguson pulls back, 18-footer. It's good! It hit all the rim and down it went. Here's Ferguson's first bucket of the game, 23-19. Galesburg and a whistle. Turnover. UT got in a hurry, and they give it away.
Mark Polite, head coach of the Panthers, looks at his team, pushes his palms to the ground, saying, hey, guys, settle down.
They just flat out got, and they've gotten a couple baskets beating Galesburg back. They tried to do it again. That time got out of control. Ferguson working left side. He slips for a moment. Hands it off to Davis. Bobbles for a second. Working on Singleton. Free throw line jumper up. No good. Rebound. It's Weaver. Shot blocked. Rebound again. No foul called as Ricketts hits the ground. This time Garnett rebounds and he's clobbered. He's going to the line to shoot two. Three chances and a free throw opportunity for Garnett. Wow. No place for little boys underneath that basket. Pavlonis the foul.
Yeah, I don't think UT is probably, even though they played some good teams, I don't think they'll play anybody that's more relentless on the boards than Galesburg can be when they put their mind to it. And that was Ricketts in there with the tall timber that time, getting a couple of those rebounds.
Garnett misses the free throw. He's 0 for 3 on the line so far this season. Need to get one here. Out goes Pavlonis. In for the first time, Tavian Johnson for United Township. Ferguson goes out for the streaks. Brandon Thompson makes his first appearance for Galesburg. Second free throw. Brian Garnett got it. He splits the two. Galesburg a 24-19 lead. Reaches their biggest lead of the game at 5. 36 seconds to go. And dribbling it out of bounds. Good pressure. Bailey Ricketts. And Burridge can't control the basketball. Now UT piling up some turnovers. They have 6. And Galesburg a chance to really cash in here at the end of the half. We'll see if they hold for 1. Davis, the trigger man, to the right of the scorer's table. And to Chad Thompson. 30 seconds to go first half. Galesburg a 5-point lead. Thompson cross-courts it over to Bailey Ricketts on the left side. Guarded by Jansen. Spins down the lane. Gets the shot off. Floater no good. Up high for the rebound. Tipped into the hands of Garnett. Step back jumper. No foul called. Garnett to the line for 2. Galesburg all over the place.
And that was Victor Davis that kept that alive. You know, with UT, these guys, they've got good position. They think they're going to get the rebound. And then one of the Galesburg players with sheer effort comes crashing in there and knocks it out of their hands. You're like, there, Victor doesn't get credit for the rebound, but he made it all happen as it bounced out and Garnett got an opportunity.
Ryan Ricketts in, 4 of his silver streaks. Garnett to the line for a pair. This one no good. Ryan Garnett, a point and a couple rebounds off the bench. One more free throw coming. Galesburg bringing in some guys, saving some fouls.
Ryan Ricketts in,
yep,
there,
in there
to replace Victor Davis.
Garnett trying to get a free throw down. This one good. Splits the pair. He's got 2.5. 25-19 streaks. 15 seconds and counting. Shaq Lowry slowly getting across half court. He points some directions. Tavian Johnson going to come up, set a screen. And working down to the right side. Lowry up top. 3 on the way by Demetrion Singleton. Let him have it. No good. Bailey Ricketts the rebound. 2-1. Half court shot. No good off the front of the rim. And a good first half for the Silver Streaks. Halftime score, Galesburg 25, United Township 19. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for your youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, you want the best legal counsel on your side. Get Goldfine and Bowles. Goldfine and Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfine and Bowles. Goldfine and Bowles, experience that wins.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to
Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan wishing all of our customers and friends a Merry Christmas. Employee pricing, 0% financing, and some of the best deals in automotive history. Stop by for details at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with first half stats and reaction from Streaks assistant coach Al Dennison. It's the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At the half, Galesburg leading United Township 25-19. It's a game that's had five, make it six ties and several lead changes. United Township trailing Galesburg 9-8 after the first quarter. And at one point in the second quarter, United Township taking a 19-17 lead. And Galesburg runs off the final 8 points of the half, takes a six-point lead at the intermission, outscoring UT 16-11 in the second quarter. Let's take a look at halftime numbers. They're brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com.
At the break, both teams shooting about the same percentage. Galesburg 39%, 7 of 18. So, you know, if you'd have told me we were only going to have seven field goals at halftime, I'd say a pretty fat chance we'd have the lead. But that's the way it's turned out, is we spent a lot of time at the free throw line again. Meanwhile, East Moline was shooting 8 out of 22, 36% for the Panthers tonight. Rebounding edge, right now to the Silver Streaks, I've got an 18-12 edge on the boards, and especially in the last few minutes of that first half, Silver Streaks were really dominant, and I'm hoping that that'll be the case later in the game too. Maybe the Streaks conditioning will show up just a little bit better, plus the home crowd keeping the guys fresh here, because that'll be big down the stretch. Turnovers, 9 of them for the Silver Streaks, 7 for East Moline. The Panthers started to get a little sloppy with the ball at the end of that half, is also why Galesburg is up by 6 points here at the break. But, you know, as we said throughout, this is a real even matchup. The guards are dominant in the scoring capacity for both of these teams. The big guys, they're going to get a few points, but they're going to kind of neutralize each other. So it's been a guard-dominated game so far.
And one guard leading the way in scoring, Dalton Davis, 12 points in the first half. A three-point make in the second quarter, 8 of his 12 coming in the second quarter. Tanner Libby with 3 points, 1 point for Caleb Weaver. Victor Davis with 3 points, all on free throws. Bailey Ricketts with 2, Pierce Ferguson with 2, and Brian Garnett with 2. Great job on Cannon Burridge, forcing him to take some very tough shots. He has 5 points in the first half. Leading the way for UT, Shaq Lowry. He has 8. 2 points for Demetrion Singleton and 5 rebounds for him. 2 points for Jordan Johansson and 2 for Chase Pavlonis. Singleton, the rebound, leading rebounder with 5. And Victor Davis leading the way for the Silver Streaks with 6 rebounds. Free throws. Galesburg 9 of 15 of the second quarter, 9 of 17 overall in the game. United Township just 6 attempts so far. They have made only 2. Galesburg coming in, averaging a lot of free throw attempts on the season. They've already eclipsed what they shot in the last game against Metamora, facing a man-to-man defense tonight in United Township. And so far, so good. Again, an 8-0 run to end the first half. Halftime score, Galesburg, biggest lead of the game so far, 25, United Township 19. Back with more on the halftime in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We'd better take the old sleigh out for a test drive before the big night. Ready, boys? On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Prancer. Prancer, you have a harness problem. Holy peppermint sticks, and it looks like there's a problem with the sleigh, too. No good gumdrops.
Don't worry, Santa. Car-Mart can fix you up in no time. We'll check your tires. Reindeer. Check all your hoses and belts and make sure you're ready for the big night.
Thanks, Car-Mart guy. I have to make sure all the children get their presents. But first, I'm headed to Car-Mart.
Don't get your sleigh stuck this winter. Come to Car-Mart.
Merry Christmas to all.
And visit Car-Mart in the Sandburg Mall.
Don't slide down the streets on bald tires. Save yourself from an accident with new tires from Car-Mark. And remember, Car-Mark is open 7 days a week. Wishing you a happy holiday season. Car-Mark in the Sandburg Mall, Galesburg.
The people who invented the drive-thru and perfected the hamburger are now taking the coffee business by storm. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos, all with your favorite flavors, even iced. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Walk in or drive-thru for a hot steaming cup of premium roast in minutes. Come to the new McCafe in the Henderson Street McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's.
I'm loving it. The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Jack Crockett, A.G. Edwards, fully invested in their clients and a division of Wachovia Securities, LLC. Tonight, cloudy, near steady tip, about 21. Tomorrow, cloudy and blustery, high 42. And tomorrow night, cloudy, blustery with patchy drizzle. Then a chance of rain and patchy drizzle after midnight, near steady tip, about 38. Currently, it's 20. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Galesburg leading 25-19. Jim Lee down on the floor to talk with Ryan Hart. It's brought to you by Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing health care home to you.
All right, thanks, Mark. Or Mike, we're down here with assistant coach Ryan Hart here. And coach, obviously you got to be happy with that six-point lead, especially you're not getting a whole lot out of your big men down low as far as points, but the guards have been coming through pretty well.
The guards have been coming through pretty well. We have made a couple post feeds. Post guys kind of dropped the ball, fumbled a little bit, but hopefully we get that correct in the second half.
A lot of defense on both ends of the court in that man-to-man. UT doing a pretty good job on us, but we're doing a pretty good job on Burridge, forcing him into taking some tough shots.
It's a very tough defensive game. I looked up sometime in the second quarter. We're still 10-10. Both teams are playing hard-nosed defense. We're subbing more guys in. Hopefully they get tired towards the end of the game.
Seemed like the end of the first half we were starting to wear them down on the glass a little bit, weren't we?
Yes. There was about 2-3 rebounds they got on the free throw down there. But other than that, we did a pretty good job boxing out and getting the boards and getting up ball up the court.
And in the locker room, what was the key, the point of discussion that you think will make the difference?
Keep up the intensity.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Ryan Hart, assistant coach for the Streaks. Mike, back up to you.
And the teams gather in their huddles, getting ready for the second half to begin. Galesburg, again, closing the first half on an 8-0 run, 25-19. Victor Davis, 6 rebounds. Tanner Libby in limited playing time with 4 rebounds. Need to see him come back. Need his contributions. 2 fouls apiece for Dalton Davis, Libby, Caleb Weaver, Pierce Ferguson. They've also had some foul issues. Shaq Lowry, Cannon Burridge, their backcourt. Jordan Johansson, Chase Pavlonis, all with 2 apiece. Victor Davis, Dalton Davis, Caleb Weaver, Tanner Libby, and getting the start in the second half, Bailey Ricketts, 4 of his silver streaks. And it'll be UT coming out with Johansson, Pavlonis, Dimitrion Singleton, Shaq Lowry, and Cannon Burridge. And we're about ready to get going here. A big third quarter, really important. Like to see Galesburg wear down UT, build on this lead, and see where we go from there. United Township to get the ball to start the second half. Pavlone is going to trigger in at midcourt. He gets the ball from the official, and in the backcourt it goes to Cannon Burridge. He immediately going to start the offense. Bailey Ricketts working him. High screen down to Lowry on the right baseline. Lowry, whoa, they're going to call a foul on Ricketts. Oh, they just grabbed the ball away. Good defense nonetheless on Ryan Ricketts. Despite picking up the foul, just his first. Bailey Ricketts.
Asked Ryan Hart, who we talked to there at halftime. I said, so did Coach Reynolds lean on you all week? He said, oh, yeah. He said I got tired of it, so I'll be talking to you a little bit.
He got a big one tonight. 60-50, driving baseline. Burridge, charge. Good job taking that charge, Caleb Weaver. They are getting in. Burridge had a little bit. That's a good sign right there. Burridge, third foul. Let's see if we can get another one on him, get him out of the game, and really make a run at these guys.
Yeah, that's probably as good a thing as could happen in the first minute of the second half to pick up foul number 3 on Burridge.
Dalton Davis, 12 points in the first half, brings it up. Down on the baseline, Libby back out to Davis, guarded closely by Johansson, top of the key. Victor Davis, tough bounce pass down low to Weaver, goes to the basket, shot no good, missed everything. Victor Davis, though, cleans the glass, up with the shot, good, and a foul! Victor Davis, the man!
That is exactly what he was doing in the Meet the Street scrimmage, and we were thinking, boy, this guy's going to be a ton on the offensive glass. And he was in the traffic there, but he's just the stronger guy down there and took it right back up
and has a chance for a three-point play.
Man, oh man. Shot by Davis from the line. Three-point play is complete. That is huge. An 11-0 run now by the Strikes as they expand the lead to 9. 7:20 to go, third quarter. Lowry with it. Top of the key, between the leg dribble. Picks it up. Guarded by Davis. Pamelonis now on the left wing. Johansson. Screened by Pamelonis. Johansson to Demetrion Singleton. Back to Johansson. Baseline left. Pamelonis inside Singleton. Loses the basketball. Dalton Davis emerges with it. Here he comes coast to coast. Down to Libby right side. Ooh, he wanted that three real bad. Up top. Ricketts maybe got away with a walk. Davis, free throw line jumper. Whoa, shot air ball by Victor Davis and Cannon Burridge coming away with the rebound. Small contingent from UT letting Victor hear about it. Spin down the lane. Cannon Burridge, no tip, good. Yeah, he wanted that hoop.
His second leap was real quick, and he was right back up and followed that well. Libby back the other way, throws a wild shot off the backboard. Now a three-on-one for East Moline.
Bounce pass, Johansson, Burridge to the goal. He scores again. Quick 4 points for Cannon Burridge, and that 11-0 run answered with a 4-0 run, 28-23. Streaks on top by 5. Dalton Davis right wing to Tanner Libby. Up top, Caleb Weaver off the screen to Dalton Davis left wing. Bounce pass into Davis. Like to see him use him. Baby hook, good! Victor with 5 already in the quarter, 8 in the game, 30-23 streaks. UT wastes no time getting it back up the other way. Burridge with 4 in the quarter. Left side, it's Johansson using a screen. Ball fake. Wanted the shot, got smacked in the mouth by Libby. No foul call. He's got away the double dribble. Hey, they finally called it.
And now he's pointing at Libby, and the officials say, man, the guy smacked me in the mouth. It was unintentional.
Oh,
it was just Libby was turned around, and sometimes your finger will reach out and catch the guy, and it did right there. And I think he still had that in his mind and ended up committing the turnover.
Galesburg with the ball, the 7-point lead, 5:50 to go, third quarter, working against Johansson, pulling his way to the basket, Dalton Davis, shot good, he did it again! He is one strong point guard, 32-23, Galesburg matches their biggest lead, back the other way, quickly down the lane, Burridge shot, no foul, he'll go to the line.
Burridge just trying to keep his team in this game right now. Every time he gets it, he's going to the basket.
Ricketts picks up the foul, 4 of his streaks, it's his second, yeah, we're going to see a lot of him going one-on-one. Hopefully the Streaks defenders, they got a lot of fouls they can share.
Say, just keep standing in front of him and hope you'll get that fourth foul.
Burridge looking for his fifth point of the quarter, ninth of the game. Got it.
Got a nice touch of the free throw line, so you don't want to put him there very often. And you know, I think for defenders, don't try and go up with him. He jumps so well, you're not going to block his shot very often. Just hold your ground and hope that he misses the shot.
Second free throw by the outstanding senior from UT. Nothing but net there. He's getting on a roll from the line. He's now got 6 in the quarter, 11 points in the game, 32-25. Streaks, Victor Davis with it, top of the key. Puts it on the floor, working on Singleton. He puts it between the legs, down on the baseline, picks it up. He's in a pickle over there. He's got to get rid of it. Lobs it up top. Got out of trouble. Gave it to Weaver. Weaver, though, having trouble with it. Knocks away. He gets it back.
Oh, don't dribble.
Now he's dribbled toward the middle. Libby, 3 baseline. A whistle before the shot is put up. And a foul inside on the Streaks. As UT's Lowry, I think, goes hits the ground. Weaver picks it up. Now he's third.
It makes me nervous when he dribbles. So I was wanting to give it up. And then as soon as he did, he crashed into somebody. So he'll have a seat. And Brian Garnett will check in.
Weaver with 3, 13 foul off his streaks of the quarter. UT has 2, and they can chop away at his 7-point streaks lead.
Going to see the Panthers use a little more pressure in the backcourt like they did last time.
Whoa, a travel. Jack Lowry got tied up a little bit, tried to bounce it to Johansson on the left baseline, and he shuffled the feet.
4 Panther turnovers in this third quarter. We've played less than 3 minutes. Streaks trying to build on a 7-point lead.
And Dalton Davis sees the man wide open. Victor Davis strong to the goal. Shot no. He's going to the line to shoot 2. He went to the basket strong, and he's going to be rewarded with 2 free throws.
Burridge, wasn't it?
I think you're right. If it is, that's 4. Wow, it is. Cannon Burridge, 4 fouls. Make a note of that. Burridge, 4 fouls, 5:05 mark in the third quarter. With a Galesburg lead of 7. Davis makes the free throw.
And now Burridge will come out. So a critical point of this game for UT. The Streaks up 8, maybe 9 if Davis can can this free throw. And their leader on the bench probably for the rest of the third period.
He makes it. 6 of 7 from the line, Victor Davis. A 34-25 Galesburg lead, and they can go for The kill in this quarter without the 22-a-game scorer, Burridge, in the game, saddled with foul trouble. Zach Lowry got away, or rather, we got away with a foul. Singleton rebound, put back. No, Garnett, I believe the man to push him, but frankly, Lowry got hammered going to the basket, but they're going to shoot free throws anyway.
And Mark Polite, head coach of UT, very upset, and that's, I guess I can't blame him on that one. His man got hit from both sides and fell down. They did get the foul call on the rebound, though.
Garnett, just his first. Free throw by Singleton. No good. He almost banked that one.
What a brick.
Demetrion Singleton, 0 for 1 from the line, has 2 points in the game. UT, 2 of 3 in the quarter, just 4 of 9 in the game. Jensen back in for United Township for Burridge. Major trade-off. You'll take that one all day. Singleton, free throw on the way. He banks that one in. Wow. Very unconventional, 34-26, Galesburg.
The first time I thought it was just a brick, but I guess he does. He tries to bank
him
in.
He's a bank free throw shooter. Libby crossover dribble.
Oh,
beautiful,
nice.
Beautiful feed to Frow. He cannot finish, though. Rebound to Jensen. Oh, what a pass by Libby underneath. Ferguson tried to hook it in, couldn't do it. Lob inside. There's some pushing going on. Singleton got shoved by, Victor Davis. You're right.
Well, that's too bad. We don't get many passes like that. This is not a real crisp passing Silver Streaks team, and you hate to see us miss an opportunity there.
Timeout on the floor, 4:30 to go. Galesburg calls it 34-26. Streaks will take the break as well. Back in a moment, this is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. Listen for details on Galesburg Radio 14. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Shaquille Lowry scores for United Township inside, back the other way. A traveling call on Tanner Libby, 34-28. United Township with the ball down by 6 and a quick inbound. Second time we've seen that from Pierce Ferguson, fouling the guy 80 feet from the basket as the ball is inbounded. It's his third foul.
Yeah, Silver Streak with a chance to really get comfortable here, but offensively we've had some miscues and some bad fouls the last couple of possessions. Libby was just trying to get his feet set to shoot the three and took an extra step, and that was his traveling call.
Lowry off on the right wing. The pass goes to Hepler. He's back in the game. Up top, Demetrion Singleton looks about as uncomfortable as you can with the ball top of the key. Out on the right wing. Jansen. Up top, Singleton. Garnett on him. To Jansen. They really have one outside shooter on the floor right now, and that's Lowry. He's led the team in scoring. He's in double figures right now with 10. Bounce pass inside at the feet of Hepfer, guarded by Davis out of bounds. It'll stay with UT underneath their own basket. Singleton to throw it in. He bounces it in to Johansson right wing, guarded by Libby. Libby, nice job of keeping his hands up. Johansson just threw in a prayer. I don't know how he made it, but Libby did the right thing.
Yeah, I think all Johansson was wanting to do was draw a foul there. He didn't get the foul, but he got the basket.
They've cut it to 4. A 9-point lead whittled down to 4. Galesburg with the ball, 3:25 to go third quarter, and a lead. Ferguson with it now. Bounce pass, top of the key, Victor Davis. Left wing to Dalton Davis. Up top, Libby steps into a 3-point shot. Good! That was a bomb! Libby's second three of the game. He has 6. Huge basket, 37-30 Streaks. UT the other way. Get away with a walk. Hepfer shoots a jumper on the left wing. He absolutely traveled, but no call there. Letting him play a little bit in all ways.
And Mike Reynolds, bucket. Arms were outstretched on the Galesburg bench that time, asking where is the travel.
Dalton Davis penetrating down the lane. Shot up air ball from about 14 feet. Garnett saves it. Dalton Davis catches, shoots, no, but great hustle by the sophomore. He didn't let the shot bug him. He went after the basketball. Credit Garnett with an outstanding play to keep the ball alive. Davis to the free throw line, where he is 3 of 5. He has 14 points.
Well, just in the case of hustling, being in the right place. And if you're hustling, a lot of times you'll end up where the ball is. And if Davis hadn't slid in there, that save by Garnett never would have mattered.
Free throw good by Davis, 38-32. Streaks his six-point lead, looking for seven here.
Streaks have been money from the line in the third quarter.
Sure have. Davis, in and out it goes. Ball tipped around, off the floor, picked up by Singleton. Dimitrion Singleton doing the job on the boards. Galesburg, and six-point lead. Cannon Burridge going out at the 4:05 mark with four fouls and trailing by seven. Pull-up jumper from the line. Shaq Lowry, he is smooth. He's got a dozen, 38-34.
Panthers have made six in a row from the field after Cannon Burridge checked out with four fouls. They're doing a heroic job of staying in this game without their leading score, and now the streaks get sloppy in the corner. Turnover, and it goes back to UT.
Bad communication from Davis to Libby. Libby on the receiving end of that pass. He wasn't really ready for it. Jansen covered him, and it goes out of bounds. Galesburg need to buckle down here on defense. Lowry down the lane.
Charge
should be
absolutely
called, and it is called. Shaq Lowry the charge. Victor Davis, great job to be there where he needs to be. Lowry now with three fouls in the game.
You know, and Lowry's every bit as important to this team as
Burridge. Oh, you better believe it.
He's a better ball handler, I think, than Cannon in some situations, and he's a penetrator. He's a good player.
Bailey Rickinson, Pierce Ferguson out. Dalton Davis bringing it up with a four-point lead, approaching the two-minute mark of the third quarter. Davis to Victor Davis. Back to Dalton Davis.
Dalton.
Wide open three left of the lane.
Yeah.
Good! Dalton Davis. Another three for him. He is on fire. 41-34. Back the other way. A steal. Bailey Rickinson. A foul on UT. Lowry. Or rather, was it Singleton?
I think it was Lowry. That's his fourth.
Wow. Four on Lowry, four on Burridge, and 16 fouls on UT. They are in trouble.
What a huge play, hustle play by Ricketts that time for the Silver Streaks to sneak in there and steal that and then draw the foul.
Got to put him away. Libby gets the inbounds pass, streaks up seven with the ball under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Driving down the lane strong. Libby crashes into a man. Blocking foul called. The man was underneath the basket. Johansson not going to get that charge. Instead, he's going to get a foul. And that'll send Libby to the free throw line. Streaks a chance to go up by nine. Amazing how the tide turns. It was a nine-point lead, trimmed to a four-point lead. Galesburg can regain that nine-point lead.
Still adjusting to have the Silver Streaks going that direction in the second half as Libby misses the first free throw.
0-for-3 from the line.
All the years I've been doing this, the Streaks have been coming down to this end.
Yeah.
And now with the benches changing, they're going down, of course, towards their own home bench, towards the big scoreboard on the other end.
Need this one. Libby gets it. No, in and out it goes. When all the way down, Ricketts trying to grab the rebound. Now they're calling it real close. He gets the foul call. And now we're shooting the rest of the way.
Yeah, and I think Mark Polite for East Moline making his case on a number of occasions that he felt like the Silver Streaks were getting a lot more free throws than they were. It wasn't necessarily that there were that many more fouls being called against one team than the other. We were just getting to the free throw line a lot more. We're shooting the ball in the act of shooting and getting the two-shot opportunities.
So a 41-34 lead, a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. United Township. Pavlovis at the free throw line. He makes good on the first attempt. He has 3 points in the game. And one more for the 6'3 senior. Free throw, high arching shot all over the place and down it goes.
It actually hit the top
sure
of the backboard and then fell back down in the rim. You don't see that one very often.
5-point Galesburg lead, a minute 40 to play third quarter. Dalton Davis free. Oh, he absolutely double dribbled. Pavlone, or rather it was Johansson, got a slight piece of the basketball, caused Davis to pick it up. He put the ball on the ground again. Great defense by UT, and it goes as a Streaks turnover, their 13th of the game.
A couple of times in this third quarter, it looked like we were really ready to take control of this game, and both times we've let the Panthers get back in.
Brandon Thompson in, and here's an errant inbounds pass that goes out of bounds. Brandon Thompson guarding the man, trying to receive that inbounds pass, and UT just throws it away. If Mark Polite isn't balled yet, he's not, he will be if they keep doing that. Unforced error, just bad communication.
Yeah, I remember when Polite played, he was terrific. And that was the great era of the Western Big Six, with Pete Michael, Martinez, I mean, every team had a stud or two.
Brandon Thompson, three right side. Off the back of the rim, no good. Up high to get the rebound. Are they going to get a foul on Chad Thompson? Galesburg wanted a jump ball. And instead, we're going to get a reach-in foul. They're really starting to mount up. Thompson's foul. I think it's Hepford that's going to go to the free throw line. Well, White looks like he can play right now.
Oh, I don't doubt it. He had a bad knee when he was in high school. He had it taped, and I asked him before we started our interview, I said, is that knee still bothering you? He said, no, not really. He said it got better as I went through, and of course he played at Eastern Illinois and was a star there for years.
Singleton at the free throw line. He missed the front end of the 1-1. Hepford gets the rebound. Nice dump off Pavlonis. Ball fake, shot good. All of a sudden, United Township within three, 41-38. Galesburg unable to seal the deal in the quarter with their two stars on the bench. Up top, Garnett with the ball. Gives to Brandon Thompson. Bounce pass down to Davis. Need to get him back involved. Fadeaway jumper. No good off the back
Victor.
Of the rim. High rebound for Singleton, and Davis clashed into it.
Victor went crashing in there, and I think he knocked three guys over. He got his money's worth, but you're not going to hide that foul. That was a frustration foul as he missed the shot and then was anxious to get back at it. And Silver Streaks have not played very smart basketball here in the last couple of minutes when they were starting to take control of this game and committing way too many fouls, giving UT chances at the line. And the Panthers have hit seven field goals in a row.
19 points already in this quarter. Singleton, though, cannot make a free throw. He's missed two front ends of the 1-1. Victor Davis, the rebound. They've had their chances as well. And a double dribble again on Dalton Davis in the backcourt. Johansson just giving him fits. This is where a young man's got to keep his composure and play hard. 41-38, under a minute to go in the quarter. And UT, give them credit, they're not going anywhere. Inbound to Hepford. On the right side, Johansson covered up by Brandon Thompson. Dribbles up top of the key. Now penetrates down the lane. No look pass. Jansen, a three left baseline. Oh, it falls in after hitting the rim.
You can't miss right now. Eight of their last eight, and that was from the corner. You don't have a ball do that very often. Bounce off the rim twice and fall in.
7-0 United Township run. And we're tied at 41. 28 seconds to go quarter. High screen by Garnett. And he's getting the foul call. They're going to say he knocked Johansson to the floor. And Galesburg, wheels coming off the cart in the quarter without Lowry and Burridge in the game.
Yeah, amazing. Well, you know, that right there, Garnett comes out and sets a good hard screen. Johansson little hits him and falls down. I think there's no call, but Garnett extended those arms a little bit, and you just can't do that. You've got to stand there with your chest out, especially when it's a big guy against a little guy. He's always going to get the sympathy call.
UT a chance to take the lead. Down by nine at one time. With the ball now tied at 41. 18 seconds to play third quarter. Johansson with it, top of the key. Guarded by Brandon Thompson. Got a hand on the ball for a moment to Pavlonis. Guarded by Chad Thompson on the right wing. Jansen against Ferguson. Jansen just hit a miracle three a moment ago. 4 seconds to shoot, 3 seconds. Jansen down the lane, runner shot, no good. That's the end of the quarter. Galesburg, some serious regrouping to do. Gave away a 9-point lead with the two stars, Lowry and Burridge, on the bench. 41 all going into the fourth quarter. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
The Silver Streak girls basketball team meets Macomb at 9 o'clock Saturday morning and Monmouth-Roseville at 7:30 on Saturday night. I'm Jim Wyman. Join me for all the action here on WGIL.
United Township bounces back from a 6-point halftime deficit to tie it at 41. Galesburg to basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Dalton Davis with it, right wing.
Caleb Weaver's checked into the game. They really missed his presence.
They did.
Painfully obvious. Dalton Davis now with a bounce pass. Bailey Ricketts, long jumper left side, out of his range. Rebound, though. Put back. No good by Libby. And then fighting for the ball, Bailey Ricketts, and a foul called on Jansen will send Ricketts to the line.
Well, that's something we didn't do there in the second part of that third quarter was crash the offensive boards. We did it there, getting three cracks at it. Libby with the best, went high for the rebound, couldn't get the shot down, and then Ricketts with that great leaping ability in the middle of the paint has a couple of free throws.
Ricketts' first free throw good. He has 3 points in the game. Galesburg regains the lead 42-41.
What an effort by the Panthers, though. Woo. After their two best players, both guards sit down with four fouls, and they come from nine down to tie this thing.
Ricketts made them both. Streets lead by two. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Johansson to bring it up. They're buying a little more time for Burridge and for Shaq Lowry. And a pass over to Pamelonis. Down low, Singleton on the left block, trying to squeeze through two guys. Puts up an air ball. Rebound to Dalton Davis off the floor. Good solid defense there by the Streaks. Hands up. Made the shot tough. Ricketts, right baseline, puts it on the floor, goes to the basket, shot no good, doesn't get a call. Weaver, the rebound, what? Jump ball, it's going to go to UT. Heffer and Weaver fighting for the ball, and UT gets the alternating possession.
Well, I think if Galesburg scores there, we might have seen Burridge and Lowry come back in. Mark Polite doesn't want to get too far down, but he's going to keep him on that bench as long as these guys are keeping this game close to even.
Down low, Singleton with it, working against Caleb Weaver. Picks up his dribble. Free throw line goes to Heffer. Right wing, Jansen. He fires for three. No good. Rebound high to get it. Bailey Ricketts reaching, foul. Johansson got his hand caught in the cookie jar. His fourth foul.
You can just see it, though. Yep. Ricketts surprises them so much because I'm sure that Pavlonis that time, he's a 6'3", and he probably thought, oh, this little guy can slide in front of me, I'll be all right. Well, he doesn't realize this little guy can jump out of the gym. Ricketts just went right up there and pulled it down.
So Bailey's just hit two from the line, has 4 points, going for two more here. Trying to get a four-point lead. No, missed the front end of the one-and-one. Singleton yanks down his ninth rebound. Ricketts clinging to a two-point lead. Pamelonis with it, right baseline, guarded by Ricketts, forces him that way. High jumper over Weaver's arm. No, good air ball. Saved from out of bounds. Jansen with it, left baseline. He drives middle, puts up a shot, traveled. Traveled with the basketball. UT with 14 turnovers. And here they come. Lowry and Burridge back into the game.
Well, the concern is now that these guys have had a nice rest, and they're going to try and take over this ball game.
They better hurry. Three guys, Johansson, Lowry, and Burridge, four fouls each. Go at one of them. Preferably Burridge. Here's Ferguson bringing it up. Right wing, Ricketts up top, Libby. Guarded by Burridge. Inside, Weaver puts it on the floor. Faking, trying to get Singleton in the air. Shot no good. Look at Ricketts, get the rebound. Put back, no good. Tip by Weaver. He cannot come away, but Galesburg keeps it.
We miss more three-point shots than any team I have ever seen. We work so hard, and we just can't put it in from close range.
And an inbound pass, what? It goes nowhere. They'll stay there. Mark Polite pleading his case over there, trying to get it over the back. Call Ricketts, you could argue, was over the back when he got his first rebound. No such call. Dalton Davis into Libby. Libby puts it on the floor, working on Burridge. Shot no good. Here's Weaver. High to get the rebound. Put back. Good! Weaver just never stops. Keeps coming at you. Galesburg 45, UT 41. 6:05 to play. Baseline pull-up. Burridge. High arching shot. Good! Got it from 14. And UT gets within two. 45-43. Here's Ferguson. Bounce against Lowry, left wing. Ricketts puts it on the floor. Way out on the baseline. Pull-up jumper, no. High to get it, Burridge. That was a quick shot. Burridge back the other way.
We haven't seen Victor Davis for quite a while either. What's going on there?
Burridge, right side, Lowry, three. He got fouled. Late whistle. And Lowry's going to go to the line to shoot three. Libby fouled him. And that is foul number three on Tanner Libby. That one hurts. UT can reclaim the lead.
Now Victor Davis at the scorer's table, set to check in now. He's had a nice rest. But again, as we were concerned about, the two guards who got to rest so much of that third quarter for United Township coming in with a lot of life here in the fourth.
Free throw by Lowry. Got it. 45-44. UT is not led in this half. Missed the second, so they won't on this possession either. They can tie it, though.
So we'll go.
Here comes Victor now.
A little bigger lineup. Ricketts will check out for the Streaks. So you got Libby, Weaver, Davis, and then your two guards, Ferguson and Dalton Davis.
Lowry makes two out of three, and we're tied. 45-45. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. We'll take it as well. 5:34 to play. Tied at 45. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you there?
We're off.
We're off.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan wishing all of our customers and friends a Merry Christmas. Employee pricing, 0% financing, and some of the best deals in automotive history. Stop by for details at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The Dr. Laura Program, weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on WGIL.
Four to go in the ballgame. 45-45. Libby, Victor Davis, Dalton Davis, Pierce Ferguson, and Caleb Weaver on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Burridge, Lowry, Johansson, Pavlonis, and Singleton on the floor for United Township. Galesburg ball, full length of the court to go.
The Streaks were expecting full court pressure, and UT pulled off of it.
They do not want to commit fouls. Double bonus shooting the rest of the way. Victor Davis, top of the key with the basketball. Picks up the dribble to Dalton Davis. He's had a big game. Drives down the lane. Layup good with the left hand. He just blew past everyone and got it to go down. Nice conceived play. Quickly back the other way. United Township trying to even the score again. Baseline, Johansson covered up by Davis. Picks up his dribble. Bounce pass, Singleton. One-on-one with Weaver. Baby hook off the glass. No good. Off the floor. Weaver the rebound. Bunked by Singleton. No way. Called the walk on Weaver. Wow. Mike Reynolds, all he can do is walk to the end of the bench and shake his head. 47-45 Galesburg. 5:03 to go. UT inbounds in front of its own bench. Johansson the guy to Shaq Lowry. Lowry, Burridge on the right side. Drives baseline. Checked by Dalton Davis. Going to the line to shoot two. Davis picks up his third foul. Davis, or rather Burridge, with 13 points in the game. 3 of 6 from the free throw line.
Well, Silver Streaks have, I think, really worn down East Moline inside, and I think we'd be crazy not to pound inside when we there on the other end. Or if you penetrate with your guard like Davis did, that was terrific last time down.
Burridge free throw good. Davis, the game-high scorer with 20. 47-46 Galesburg. Burridge trying to tie it up. 4:59 to play. Burridge bends and he's fires away and got it. Tied up at 47. A game that's going to go down to the wire, no doubt about it. Dalton Davis on the baseline. He has had an outstanding game, a career-high varsity high of 20. Pierce Ferguson, top of the key, goes to the basket, hangs in the air, shot off the glass, no good. And the rebound yanked out by Singleton. He has 10 rebounds, go with his 3 points. Cannon Burridge, top of the key, working on Davis. Crossover dribble. And the ball stripped away by Libby. Good job as it goes off the hands of Singleton. Heads up defense by Libby to help.
Yep, that was a good turnover that time because Burridge was definitely going to the hole. Now, you know, East Moline has come back and tied this thing up, and they seem to have the momentum, but last night I thought the Bears were toasting that NFL game. True. When the Saints had come back, and somehow they managed to get it back and win it on their home turf, so hopefully the Streaks can do the same here on the hard court tonight and stave off this East Moline rally and win the only home game till next month.
Whew, it's hard to believe. Davis again drives to the basket. Oh, he's got a ball. Goaltend on that. Bailey Ricketts the rebound. No good. Ball trickles out of bounds. You've got to call a goaltend on that. Singleton smacked the ball as it was on its way down to the cylinder. That's just not paying attention. Hopefully Mike Reynolds will not pick up a tee on that. He sits down.
It's a blown call. Plain and simple, UT a chance to take the lead. Have not led in the second half. Up top, Lowry breaks it down. Pull-up jumper left wing. Good. Jack Lowry gives United Township the lead at the 4:02 mark. 49-47. He has 16 in the game to lead the Panthers. Davis up top. Ball kicked by Johansson as he was going to the left wing. Mike Reynolds looks down his bench. Talks to Al Dennison.
Lowry and Burridge playing with so much confidence right now, but also both playing with four fouls.
First lead since United Township had a 19-17 lead way back when. Left wing, top of the key, a three by Ricketts, not even close. I don't know why he's shooting that ball out of bounds. Not even close. I love Bailey Ricketts' game, but his outside shot, not his strong suit.
And especially when you got Victor Davis down in there. And
boy, two guys with four fouls. You got to get them out of the game.
Well, our Played shot selection has been real questionable here.
Get them out of the game. Jack Lowry's absolutely killing us. Here he is with a jump shot. Knocks another one down. Get him out of the game. Four-point UT lead, 51-47. They have rolled off six straight points. And lead by four. Timeout. We'll take it. 3:26 to play. United Township a four-point lead. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Win a gift basket of Christmas from WGIL. Listen for details on Galesburg Radio 14. For registration locations, go to WGIL.com.
Jack Lowry with four fouls in the game has 10 points in the second half, 18 for United Township. Keep this in mind. Cannon Burridge at the 4:05 mark of the third quarter goes out with his fourth foul. Galesburg leads 34-25 after two free throws by Victor Davis. Short time later, Jack Lowry picks up his fourth foul. They heroically stay in the game, combined with some miscues by Galesburg. And now United Township a four-point lead. Galesburg with the basketball. Lowry and Burridge still in this game.
And you don't want to get any farther behind because their guards will put it in the deep freeze, and you'll have to put Lowry and Burridge at the free throw line, and you're guaranteed to lose at that rate.
Libby to the basket. Nice dove. Nice pass down low to Weaver. So well-conceived play there. Caleb Weaver the basket. Galesburg trails by two.
Well, that's what we've got to do. We've got to get inside.
And to carry the basketball up top. Lowry can't believe it.
Huh.
So Galesburg a chance to get right back at him. I'm a little shocked. I didn't see it. But that doesn't mean he didn't do it. Victor Davis gets it into Dalton Davis, and Galesburg at the three-minute mark looking to tie or take the lead. Dalton Davis works the left side up top. Bailey Ricketts fumbles it for a moment, puts it on the floor, drives to the basket, shields off Singleton. He's going to the line to shoot two. Dimitrion Singleton rather picks up. That's just his first foul of the game.
Wow, as much as he's played.
Actually, that's number two. I missed one. Yeah, he's their physical force, no doubt about it. 10 rebounds, very long and defensive-minded. Ricketts tried to tie it. Free throw on the way, good. Three out of four in the quarter, has 5 points in the game. Trying to make it a 51-51 contest with 2:53 to play. Ricketts lets it fly, got it.
Huge trips to get this game tied up and keep East Moline from slowing the thing down.
Well, Galesburg showing a rare 1-2-2 zone. Trying to keep the foul trouble away and going to make UT use some time to run their offense. A little different approach here by the Streaks. First zone look we've seen this year. On the right wing, Burridge backs it out. They're not going to let him break you down one-on-one. I like this move. Burridge pulls up from three. Oh, no, but what happened? He hit the shot. They call a timeout.
What a break.
Wow, timeout.
What a break.
Burridge stuck a three, and they want a full timeout. Mark Polite is just about to fall to the floor.
He's smiling, though, but Burridge, he couldn't figure out what the deal was. I mean, he drained a three. He was way out there. It was nothing but net. I thought it was a wild shot.
And what a break. What a break.
You know, they were trying to size up the zone. They recognized that Galesburg went to a zone defense, and they wanted to size it up. They looked a little bit out of whack trying to do it. Right as Mark Polite called the timeout, Burridge let one fly from the right side, hit it, but the timeout was called before the shot. Galesburg catches a huge break. So at the 2:26 mark of the ball game, a timeout on the floor. We're tied at 51. Fouls all over the place. Four apiece for Burridge, as well as Shaq Lowry and Joe Hansen. All threes for Galesburg. Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, Tanner Libby, Caleb Weaver, and Bailey Ricketts.
This is such an important game, being our only home game until the middle of January. And against UT, which is playing so well, and I tell you what, their guards have a lot of swagger right now.
Sure do.
Lowry and Burridge, they want the ball, and they're confident in stroking that thing. And this would be huge if we could pull this thing out. But right now, UT with the ball, game tied, 2.5 minutes to go. It's anybody's contest.
Joe Hansen gets the inbounds pass. Galesburg. Back of his own D. Trying to disguise it just a little bit. Dalton Davis on the ball. Lowry tried to place guys. He gives it to Pavlonis. Dangerous pass. Libby almost got a paw on that ball. Singleton with it up top and a whistle underneath. Bailey Ricketts apparently getting a foul and Burridge clapping his hands. Yeah, it is on Ricketts.
Bailey got caught in some traffic there and grabbed Burridge's jersey trying to avoid falling down. And got to call that foul, but Burridge pretty tough at the line.
He's made his last four free throws. Let's it fly. Missed it. Has 15 points in the game. And trying to give UT the lead. 51 all, 207 to play. Second attempt by Burridge on the way. No good. Rebound. Victor Davis grabs it. Big misses there. Got to make him pay. Dalton Davis back the other way.
I got to think the Galesburg student body had something to do with that one.
Oh, he loses his man to the ball. He goes. 22 for Davis. Timeout on the floor. United Township a full timeout. 53-51 streaks. We'll catch our breath. Don't go anywhere. 1:55 to play. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL.
Gentlemen, want to hear our specials?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's been sitting around here for a week. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. It's called A1C, a simple blood test that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. To find out more, go to www.diabetesa1c.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Silver Streak girls basketball team meets Macomb at 9 o'clock Saturday morning and Monmouth-Roseville at 7:30 on Saturday night. I'm Jim Wyman. Join me for all the action here on WGIL.
Dalton Davis, as he's done before, down the left side of the lane, blows by a guy with the left hand, lays it in. He has 22 points in the ballgame, 12 in the first half, 10 in the second half. Galesburg on defense, 1:55 to play. Both teams in the double bonus and United Township with the basketball. We'll have to bring it in full court.
So nice to have a point guard that can break that defense down like that. They just can't lose track of Dalton Davis or he makes them pay big time. When he gets there, he usually puts it in. 2-point lead for the Streaks. Here we go.
And Galesburg's Davis on the ball. Lowry, they keep disguise of the defense just a little bit. They're in the box and one. Bailey Ricketts, the man in charge of guarding Burridge in a box and one. Now they've switched it. This is a triangle and two. You will not see this defense very often. Davis has Lowry and Ricketts has Burridge. They want Johansson and others to beat him. Johansson a three. No, they lose Singleton though. He puts it back. No good. Another rebound. Foul and a shot. Good. Weaver the foul. They lost Singleton. Did everything right except for that one right there. And UT ties it a chance to gain the lead.
Singleton was determined that time. And the thing was, he knew he had Weaver inside of him, and Caleb is not a real good jumper, so Singleton knew he was going to be able to get that shot off. He didn't have to use a head and shoulder fake.
Singleton has not been good at the line tonight. 1 of 4. And let's see if we can get a miss out of him with 1:23 to go. Singleton fires away. No good. Rebound. Who wants it? Davis fighting for it. It's pulled away by Burridge. He scored. Oh, my.
A lot of moxie by Burridge that time, fighting off Victor Davis to get the foot back.
55-53, Galesburg now with the ball. Dalton Davis spinning down the left side of the lane. Slip shot, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by UT. Cannon Burridge with the basketball. And under a minute to play, UT a two-point lead. Burridge in the front court. Has the basketball now, set up the play. They will not be in any hurry at all. Or will they? Burridge down the lane. He gets tied up. Jump ball. That goes to Galesburg. Caleb Weaver tied him up. And Coach Mark Polite points to his head, says, hey, you got to think about that. You got a two-point lead under a minute to play. He's trying to force the action.
Sometimes you got players that are too confident. I think Burridge and Lowry just feel like they can score any time they want, and that would have been a better time to pull it out. Let's make them pay.
Dalton Davis picks it up. High post pass. Victor Davis puts it on the floor. He's dribbling up top of the key. 36 seconds to play. Wants to go to the basket. Step back shot off the glass. No. Weaver fighting for the ball. On the floor it goes. A foul's called. And Burridge, I think, is fouled as he picks himself up off the floor. It is going to be Libby, I believe, who fouled it. It is. Libby picks up his fourth. Back to the line, Cannon Burridge, who just missed two. I will be very surprised if he does that same thing here. 55-53 UT, 29 seconds to go. Burridge with the crowd screaming in his ear. Fires away, got it. His putback basket hurt. 56-53.
This makes it a two-possession game. Those streaks will send in Chad Thompson, the shooter, after the free throw.
Burridge looking to go for a four-point lead. Missed it. Rebound. Oh, no. It's on the floor. Can Galesburg come up with a jump ball to UT? Twice now, Galesburg has not been able to get the rebound off the free throw.
Yeah, and before that, United Township tied the game off of a miss and a put back by Singleton. So the put back by Singleton, put back by Burridge, and now they steal another one away. And I would have never thought UT would win this game on the strength of offensive rebounding, but in the final minute, that's the way it's happened.
Yeah, it seems so much that they were the ones who were tired at the end of the first half. And some crucial mistakes and a fortunate bounce of the ball for United Township. A combination of both those things. And Burridge a put back, Singleton a put back, and UT with the basketball. A three-point lead, 26.9 seconds to go in the game. A timeout on the floor as both teams talk strategy. We'll hang on to it right here. Galesburg in the game. Again, just a key stretch. And you thought they might be able to put UT away in the third quarter. Burridge going out with his fourth foul and a nine-point Galesburg lead. And they're not able to get the deal done. And UT fought back, shows how they have achieved a 6-1 record so far. They are very, very tough.
Yeah, very resilient team. You know, and you'll go back to that third quarter when they had the guards on the bench with four fouls, and they hung in there, in fact, closed the gap, and then down the stretch here. They've just played with more confidence. They look like the more veteran team.
United Township taking it out. Galesburg desperately trying to get a steal. Trigger man is Lowry. Lowry looking to get it in. Can't do it. Does so now to Johansson. They'll look to trap at every opportunity. Bailey Ricketts almost a steal up top. Thought he had that ball. Mike Reynolds thought he had that ball. Could not hang on. Tips it out of bounds in front of the UT bench. They breathe a big sigh. Quickly into the game. Pierce Ferguson going out. Caleb Weaver. So getting those quick guards in there and trying to deny. They will not put a man on the ball. They'll face guard. And they do get it into Singleton. Off to Cannon Burridge. They've got to come up and double-team him. They do. Loses the ball, but out of bounds. Stays with UT. Bounced off of Ricketts. 19 seconds to play a three-point UT lead. Galesburg desperately trying to come up with a steal. Johansson gets it in the backcourt to Lowry. Dalton Davis looking to chase him down and just simply fouls him. Dalton Davis is fourth. Lowry to the line to shoot two. 16 seconds to play.
Well, if the Silver Streaks drop this, and they've proved that they're good enough to play with the best teams
in
the conference.
No doubt.
But I was afraid if we got into a game down to the wire with this team, they just had a little too much moxie. And at this point, that appears to be the case.
Lowry missed the free throw. They keep leaving that door just slightly ajar. Jad Thompson into the game for Bailey Ricketts. So a little more three-point firepower if Lowry can miss the free throw. He's 2 of 4 in the quarter. 3 of 6 in the game. Free throw is good. A four-point UT lead, 57-53. Galesburg quickly back the other way. 14 seconds and counting. Dalton Davis trying to get a screen. Driving to the basket. He gets clobbered, and oh, they call a charge.
Yep, good call.
That's a killer. Dalton Davis fouls out of the ballgame. What a night for him. 22 points as he fouls out with 8 seconds to play. And Galesburg, the door about to close on the streaks in their home opener against United Township. Full court with 8 seconds to go. Galesburg, a two-possession game on the wrong end. Ball inbounded to Cannon Burridge. He's quickly fouled by Victor Davis. To the line he's going to go with 7.9 on the clock.
Yeah, the crowd starting to file out now. This is pretty well in the books. Four-point lead for the Panthers and free throws coming.
They've only shot 6 of 11 from the line of the quarter, but they've gotten enough.
And they've done a nice job of keeping, you know, the two guys on the floor with four fouls. And we've done a real poor job, I think, on the offensive end in the fourth quarter of recognizing that and going at those guys and trying to get them out of the game.
Burridge hits the free throw. He and Lowry both with 19 points to lead the Panthers. 58-53. UT looking to go to 7-1. Second free throw. Burridge hit it. He leads with 20. 59-53. Up top with the ball, Ricketts. He's going to fire a prayer for three. Missed it off the rim. That's it. Final score, a hard-fought game, and United Township wins it. Final score, UT 59, Galesburg 53. Back with the post-game show in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Boys Basketball is brought to you by Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Mom just can't seem to get around as well as she used to. You knew this day would come, but you had no idea it would be so difficult. You feel guilty. She always took care of you, but you realize you can't meet all her home care needs. When you suddenly find yourself facing difficult issues like this, ask her doctor to refer her to Midwest Regional Home Care. Let them help you make smart, informed decisions so the person you love can get what they need in the privacy of their own home. Midwest Regional Home Care. Bringing health care home to you.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville. And by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Jack Crockett, A.G. Edwards, fully invested in their clients and a division of Wachovia Securities, LLC. Tonight, cloudy, near steady tip, about 21. Tomorrow, cloudy and blustery, high 42. And tomorrow night, cloudy, blustery with patchy drizzle. Then a chance of rain and patchy drizzle after midnight, near steady tip, about 38. Currently, it's 20. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with final stats, a conversation with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. It's the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
A hard-fought win for United Township. They outscored Galesburg 40-28 in the second half, 22-16 in the third quarter.
And we talked about it throughout the quarter and throughout the game. Foul trouble facing the Panthers in that third quarter. Galesburg in the third quarter at one point, a 9-point lead at 34-25. And from that point on, United Township really did the job. Give their bench a lot of credit. Their so-called non-start players, their role players, their contributors in other ways, they did the job and eventually tied the ball game at 41 to end the third quarter. They roll out 18 points. Galesburg scores 12 in the fourth quarter, and UT wins it 59-53. Putting together all the numbers, a combined 56 free throws in this basketball game. A lot of fouls, a very, very hard-fought game, but goes the way of United Township. Take a look at some of the postgame numbers brought to you by Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet.
UTHS shoots 50% from the field, 21 out of 42 tonight, and we're real strong in the second half. Second half, I had them at 13 out of 20 from the field. Ooh. And a number of those on some second chances, too. Silver Streaks, 35%, 16 out of 46. We were shooting the ball fairly well through three quarters and then laid a 4-for-16 egg in that that fourth quarter. Our shot selection just wasn't very good in the fourth period. We did a lot of things to hurt ourselves down the stretch in this ball game. I wouldn't have guessed it at halftime, but by the end of this game, East Moline won the battle of the boards, too, 32-29. And really, you look at who's out there, that shouldn't happen, but they did it. And turnovers, pretty much a dead heat. I had us, both teams at 18 in the turnover category here in the first half, or for the ball game. So if you look at the whole sheet, probably their 50% shooting was the big thing. And, you know, it was kind of a combination of things. They showed a lot of determination in hanging in the ball game, no question. They got pretty lucky a few times. The kid that shot that three-pointer down here in the corner, I mean, that was garbage. I mean, that had no right going in, but the ball fell in. And they had a couple of those when they were just, you know, hanging around in the ball game with their guards on the bench with those four fouls. But, you know, whatever it took, they were able to stay in there for a while. And then, as we feared, once Burridge and Lowry came back in, they played smart basketball. They never committed that fifth foul. And they really just, along with Singleton, really took over the game.
Looking at the free throw numbers, mentioned a lot of free throws in the game, hard-fought game, and you're going to get to the line. The other team doing a whole lot there. Galesburg, 17 of 29 in the game. Made 8 of 14 in the second half, 58.6%. United Township, worse, 15 of 27 in the game. Made them when they counted down the stretch, but 8 of 13 in the fourth quarter. They shoot 15 of 27, that's 55.5%. Outscoring Galesburg 16-7 in the third quarter when Burridge went out. Fourth quarter started. They bought a little bit more time for Burridge and Shaq Lowry, who had picked up his fourth foul later in the third quarter. But, again, can't say enough about what they did with their star players on the bench and got that accomplished. As, head coach Mike Reynolds steps up to talk to us on the post game. And, Jim, we'll turn it over to you and the coach.
Okay, Mike, talking with Silver Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, and obviously this isn't the way you wanted that first conference game to go. For a good part of this game, it was, but we felt like East Moline's, especially the moxie of those guards, came through down the stretch in this ball game.
Well, right now that's the difference between juniors and seniors and sophomores. You know, we've got to find a way to match their level of intelligence and intensity. I thought we played extremely hard tonight. I thought that's by far the hardest game we've had to play to stay in it. You know, we got a little 8-point lead there, and I think we got a little happy on three-pointers, and I wish we could have got some more touches inside during that stretch, but you know, there's a lot of pressure being thrown out there, so we got to just continue to fight, and we're facing a little adversity with two games in a row here, and I think we got two good teams we're going to play next week, and we want to be ready.
Well, this one tonight, boy, up 9 points in that third quarter. Plus, you got Burridge and Lowry both going to the bench with four fouls. Things looked great, but they had some kids stepped up and just allowed them to stay in the ball game. Is there anything you felt like you guys could have done better to hang on to that lead heading into the fourth?
Well, I think, you know, we had some communication errors, you know, on the free throw box outs a few times. We had guys that weren't where they're supposed to be, and it's tough. It's a growing pains of some young guys, and you know, I thought that we didn't attack them inside at that point, and thought we kind of let our guard down just a hair, like the game was over. And you know, I've been around Mark enough and know that he's competitive, and he was going to throw some good things at us.
In the fourth quarter, was there talk of trying to take the ball at Burridge and at Lowry to get it out of the game? Because it didn't seem like we had anybody doing that.
No, we took the ball in the first couple times, and you know, sometimes they're not going to foul stars out anyway. So I thought that even with the charge at the end, I thought that Dalton had a step on him, and I don't know. You know, we took the ball to the rack, but I don't think you want to change your game plan to get guys out of the game. So, you know, we just got to continue to improve.
In any basketball game, you see guys will step up for parts of it and then kind of disappear. We thought Victor Davis was a monster there, especially in the second quarter. He seemed to disappear some in the second half. Any reason for that?
Well, I think, you know, he got some less touches, and the guys we're playing against weren't stiffs, that's for sure. So, you know, we just got to get our guys motor running all the time and make sure that we're getting the shots that we want. We thought we took, you know, five or six bad shots there in the second half when we had a lead, and it's frustrating that, you know, we got to get a little more discipline to be able to fight through that.
And you were winning the rebounding battle at halftime. By the end of the game, we had them on top. And, boy, the ones that hurt us with, I think, 1:55 to go, Dalton had made the shot. We were up 2 points, but then they got the putback by Singleton and the foul. And then Burridge able to beat somebody off the blocks there on that free throw. And those offensive rebounds ended up being our undoing.
Yeah, you know, and that's surprising for us because we're usually rebounding toughness. But I think the games that we've lost, you know, we seem to, I don't know if we get tired or we lose our focus, you know, for a second. But, you know, when you do that against good players like Cannon Birds, they come up with big plays.
It was pretty obvious at the outset this was going to be a tough defensive struggle. Have we seen any better man-to-man this year than what UT threw at us early today?
No. You know, that's by far the best defensive team we've seen. And you know, people talk about, you know, you got to play the Galesburg zone. I think you just got to guard people. And you know, UT did a nice job of guarding us and taking away some of the things that we wanted to do. And it's some of our guys got frustrated, but I think we also handled it pretty well. You know, we took the ball to the basket, which is what you got to do against aggressive defense. And you know, it seemed like, you know, we had a few roll off the rim. We missed a few. And hopefully next time they'll go in.
All right, Mike. Well, a great effort here tonight. I know the folks enjoyed the ball game, but just not the outcome. And we'll wish you a little rest. You got a rare Saturday off. We'll get back after next week.
Well, you know, we'll practice tomorrow and just try to get better. You know, that's our whole focus right now is to keep getting better and be ready to go next week. And you know, we got two games that, you know, on paper look like they're winnable for us. But, you know, as we know, I've watched a lot of tape on all of them because they happen to be playing the opponents ahead of us. And they can play a little bit. And we know Davenport North is always athletic. And we've got a little scouting on them, too. So we got to certainly be ready to play next week.
All right, good effort tonight. Thanks for stopping by, Coach.
Thanks. Thanks.
That's head coach Mike Reynolds. Galesburg falls tonight 59-53. Take a timeout. Finish up the stat story of the game and also coming up with the postgame of Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball postgame on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey. I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call placemat.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate this week's Hometown Hundreds winner, Western Illinois Nature Group, nominated by John Murray. Congratulations from F&M Bank and WGIL.
United Township beats Galesburg in the Streaks home opener. Good ball game, 59-53. Streaks really dominating the first 20 minutes of the ball game, and then UT the rest of the way, 59-53 the final. Rolling down the scoring totals, Cannon Burridge, 17 of his 22 points of his second half. Shaq Lowry scored 19. Those two players, no surprise, leading UT in double figures. Demetrion Singleton, 5 points and a dozen rebounds for him. 4 points for Jordan Johansson. 6 points for Chase Pamelotis. 2 points for Nick Hepfer. And a huge three in the third quarter off the bench by Nick Jansen to account for the 59 United Township points. Galesburg led by Dalton Davis. He had 22. One other Streaks player in double figures, Victor Davis, 10 points. 6 for Tanner Libby. 5 for Caleb Weaver, 6 for Bailey Ricketts, and 2 points apiece for Pierce Ferguson and Brian Garnett. Galesburg falls to 3-3, a two-game losing streak, 1-1 in the Western Big Six. UT now 7-1, 2-0 overall. Off tomorrow, Galesburg High School girls a couple of games tomorrow. They'll start at breakfast time, a 9 o'clock tip-off, 8:40 pregame here on WGIL. It's Macomb at the Midwinter Classic on the Knox College campus, and it'll come back in the finale tomorrow night at 7:30 and play Monmouth-Roseville at 7:10. Pregame with Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson. Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Got to talk about that. I don't know if there's any doubt tonight.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, there was one guy that really was able to do some clutch things at the clutch time, and he was also our leading scorer, Dalton Davis, with 22 points. And his driving layup put us ahead for the last lead that we had before we failed to get some offensive rebounds and let UT beat us with putbacks. That's what really frustrates me. And you just never know how a game's going to break down at the end. But, you know, I could take it better if Burridge and Lowry sank some big shots rather than to get the putbacks and to win it that way, especially when we've rebounded so well throughout most of the season.
So it is Dalton Davis, 22 points to lead the Streaks. The Dames on a buddy crunch time player of the game. Streaks fall by 6. One more break. We'll come back and set up what's going to happen next with this team. Where are they going to play? When you can tune them in. All that coming up on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all of our customers and friends a Merry Christmas. Later. Employee pricing, 0% financing, and some of the best deals in automotive history. Stop by for details at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
UT beats Galesburg in a Streaks home opener, 59-53. Next up, a week from tonight at Alamann, a team that started the night 1-5, and it's not going to be an easy game. They never are. Alamann tonight playing at Quincy. So Quincy and Alamann, Moline, and Rock Island playing tonight. Of course, the final here, Galesburg loses 59-53. After Alamann, you go to the Illinois-Iowa shootout against Davenport North, the tournament of the last 2 years. Galesburg will win, and then a bad loss last year against a team they should have smoked. Had them down 16 in the ballgame, ended up losing a tournament Galesburg's really never played, at least to my knowledge, particularly well in.
No, they've won a couple of games up there, but, you know, they've been one of those like last year. They play well for a while and then just are awful for a while, too. I don't think that's going to happen as much here in the future with this club, unless you run into some big team that plays a zone, which you don't usually run into up there. But, you know, this one tonight, this is tough. Not only was it the only home game until the middle of January, but after the smoke cleared, in fact, even after the third quarter, I was pretty convinced that we played the team to beat in the conference tonight. I think we haven't seen everybody, but I know it's not Alamann. I doubt that it's Quincy unless they can win a couple of road games. Rock Island, yeah, they're good, but this UT team plays much better defense than Rock Island does, and they've got the bona fide scores.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the two guards are just terrific. And then the grittiness that they showed us with those guys on the bench and some role players, and I really like this Panther club, and I think we missed a golden chance tonight because it's going to be a tall order for us to beat them up at their place later in the season. This was an opportunity to steal one here tonight and get an early lead in the conference, and we just let it slip away.
59-53, that's it for us. Galesburg High School girls basketball tomorrow. Again, the 8:40 pregame show here on WGIL following Sports Saturday. Dr. Mike Garnett, our guest. We're going to talk sports injuries, how to prevent those injuries, and the like, and send it off to Knox College where the Streaks girls will be playing. For Jim Lee, I'm Mike Perry. Thanks very much for tuning in. Thanks for Chaz, his studio engineering help back at the station. Good night from Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.